following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school football is on the air.
First and 10 at the 19. Turn and hand it off on the right side. Nichols got some room. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pleasanton. Nichols went virtually untouched into the end zone for a 19-yard score, and it's 14-0 Bulldogs.
Tonight, the Class D2 state playoffs continue in Sargent as the unbeaten Bulldogs welcome in the once-beaten Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club.
Janacek under center with his eye back and fullback behind him. Back to pass goes Janacek. Looking left, he's got a man wide open, and it is complete. And breaking a tackle is Cole Pritchard to the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
Pleasanton ended Sargent season in last year's playoffs, and tonight, Sargent's high-powered offense looks to turn the tables on last year's result. It's a battle of the Bulldogs as Pleasanton takes on Sargent. All the action is coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Sargent with Doug Duda and Tony Davis right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And good afternoon and into the evening, everyone. Welcome to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9. A busy second round day continues from Sargent. It is very windy, and it's starting to take effect on what might happen in football games around the area. But tonight, Sargent, they're going to run the football. They're going to throw the football. Pleasanton, they like to throw the football around a little bit, but they also want to run it. I think two different teams than what we saw from last year a little bit, and we'll talk more about that here in the New Tech Seed pregame show. Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Tony Davis joins us this evening as well as the Pleasanton Bulldogs come in at 8-1 against the 9-0 Sargent Bulldogs, a battle of Bulldogs. And, Tony, we saw it just a little while ago with Loomis going up to O'Neill St. Mary. Sometimes the draw just doesn't work out in your favor. Pleasanton, just a horrible draw. And Sargent, they're not the fourth seed in the West. We all know that. But that's where they're placed. They're the best team in the West, and that is what Pleasanton is going to face tonight.
Well, that's been the word, certainly, Doug, since the first week of the season. Everybody knew these kids were returning. Everybody's talked about them all year long, and now somebody's got to deal with these guys every round of the playoffs, and somebody from your home backyard happens to be the Pleasanton Bulldogs tonight. We'll see if Pleasanton can maybe force a couple of turnovers, because let's be honest, they're that heavy of an underdog. That's going to have to be the case. If they're going to win and stay in this ballgame and have a chance to win this ballgame, they're going to need a little help. That's what everybody says, and that's what everybody believes.
Well, let's take a look at what has happened already today around the state of Nebraska and around the area, and we'll go to our Valentino's hotline, Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Before or after the game, stop in and feed the troops at Valentino's in Kearney. Well, the finals today are in Class D. In D1, South Loop has defeated Kennesaw 48-20. Alma has beaten Elgin Pope John 22-2. And Creighton has blanked Arapahoe 44-0. So Alma will be traveling up to Creighton next Tuesday. And for South Loop, they will be on the road to either Overton or Axtell, who are just kicking off on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM. In Class D2, Howells has defeated Sterling today by a score of 44-6, and Giltner has blasted Bloomfield 52-12. Also an exciting game on ESPN Radio early today. Loomis scored with 15 seconds left and made the extra point kick to beat O'Neill St. Mary's 19-18. Loomis will take on the winner of the Mullen-Brady game. Eustace Farnham just kicking off. The winner of that game plays the winner of our game here between Pleasanton and Sargent. Let's give you some also Ravenna today. They were eliminated. A late surge there in the fourth quarter by Crofton to win it 48-7. Some other scores of games in progress at halftime. Cambridge 14, Blue Hill nothing. That's on the breeze, 94.5. FM. Wilbur Claytonia led Homer at the half 6-0. Ogallala led Gordon Rushville at the half by a score of 20-6. And those are some of the games that are going on earlier this afternoon. Most of the Class C games, C1 and C2, are going on tonight. And we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. But right now, Pleasanton and Sargent getting ready to do battle. And Tony, we'll hear from both the coaches, Mike Kozel and Ricky Wesson. But you look tonight, and you see a Sargent team that was eliminated in the state quarterfinals last year, by this Pleasanton ball club that was really banged up. The key components in tonight's game didn't get to play in last year's game.
Yeah, certainly didn't, and they came back with a vengeance. Of course, they were just sophomores this year. They're just juniors this year. So they're hungry, and they think this group's got another year of maybe a back-to-back deal. That's been talked around these parts for a long time. They waited for this group to come by. You got a coach who's coaching his son. You know, we saw area coaches have a lot of success. We saw Kevin Bulberg do it with his son, Bryson. Well, you're seeing it here with Mike Koziel and his son, Tyke, one of the leaders of this team. Doug, the good news about this win tonight, there is some high trees bordering this field to the north. Well, there's some very, very tall trees, which is maybe knocking down some of that wind, which will help tonight.
Well, we'll hear from the coaches on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for this Battle of the Bulldogs. Sergeant in Pleasanton, and you're listening to it here on Classic Hits 98.9. Up first, Ricky Wessel to Pleasanton when we come back.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
State High School football playoffs continue tomorrow, and we have got a ton of games in the area, including Pleasanton taking on Sargent. And Daddy, again, just like with the Ravenna Crofton, and there's a couple more out there, next week you could see Hastings, St. Cecilia, Crofton if they get by Ravenna. You see some of the teams that maybe shouldn't be where they are seated, and that kind of is a bad break for Pleasanton, but you got to play them when you play them. I know that's what the coaches say, and Pleasanton's going to have their hands full tomorrow night.
Yeah, Ricky Westland joins us. They're going to take on the Sargent Bulldogs. Ricky, how are you this morning? Thanks so much for giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just on my campaign trail of the coaches' poll for seating rest so we would stay away from Sargent. We put them at number one, I think, in the West here if everybody had their vote on it.
Yeah, at least that would at least put them off for another ball game here. And on this election day, you're campaigning for a lot of fans, and it should be a good game. And I guess, Ricky, you've got a little history with Sargent. You ended their season. I suppose that could come back to haunt you a little bit if they're overhyped, but we've seen what overhype can do to other teams too. So how do you make some of this from last year play into tomorrow night's ball game?
Well, as far as the hype goes, I know they're a very, very talented team, and I know they got their eyes on getting down to Lincoln, so hopefully we can catch them off guard. And if we come out and play lights out and they have a couple mistakes, you know, they might be thinking ahead to Eustace Bertrand and on down the line, maybe Loomis to get to Lincoln and be looking past us. You know, because we played a common opponent last week, which they were 52-0 and a half against Stewart, and we went down the wire with them. So, you know, just as kids go, they look at those things in the paper and they might read a little bit more into it and look past us, and we maybe can surprise them if we're lucky.
Ricky, take us back to that Loomis game, the first loss and only loss of the season for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Was that a learning experience for the kids? How did the kids react after that?
Well, I think it's almost the same situation. You know, we beat Amherst, which is it's a big game for FKC, and we came off of that, you know, just like Sargent looking ahead, so we could catch them that way. And you know, the kids had a good game against Amherst and Loomis. We were still trying to redo our team. You know, we lost all those talented seniors from the year before, and we didn't quite find out what we wanted to do till after Loomis showed us what we couldn't do. And then after that, we got on a run, and the kids started playing really well.
Well, we saw against Loop City, you've actually played one less game than everybody else because of that forfeit to Heartland Lutheran, and you didn't get to play very much at home at all this season. So it's been kind of a different season from that aspect, but you told us, you know, a couple of things you learned from Loomis, and one was that you could spread it out a little bit and throw the ball. Are you still doing that here over the last three games?
Yeah, Colin Jenchik, he's our quarterback. He just reached 1,100 yards this last weekend, you know, on eight games. That would have been his regular season match or regular season total of games that he could have put it in. But, yeah, we spread it out, and he has found a favorite receiver, I think, is Cole Pritchard. I think he's at about 500 yards receiving. Garrett Reese is about 300 yards receiving. And then we have a couple others that are right around the 100 mark. So, yeah, he loves to distribute that ball around the football field.
Ricky Westland is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head football coach at Pleasant. Tony, that's probably not only a season record, but that's probably like a school career record for passing yards over at Pleasanton, isn't it, Rick?
That could be. You know, we can throw the ball backwards to a tailback, but, you know, throwing it forward, that was kind of hard. We had to turn the quarterback around and tell him that he could face forward and throw the ball as opposed to turn around and pitching it. So, yeah, once he figured that out, he started doing really well.
Ricky, one thing that you guys have always done well at Pleasanton, that's getting those younger kids involved. One of those younger kids we got to see at Loup City was John Colsheen, although, you know, maybe not as consistent as you was like. He's going to be quite a football player. Give him another couple of years. He's just a freshman.
Yes, he is. He has the, you know, the build. He's now close to 6 foot. He's about 200 pounds as a freshman, and, you know, he's got that motor that runs like you'd like an offensive lineman. We like to pull a lot, kick out, and when he does get up the hole, when he pulls, it's a pretty good collision there. So that'll be something fun to watch for in the future. Nothing but good things said there.
Stewart last week maybe gave you a little more battle than some people would have thought. Common opponent, they had played Sargent as well. What went on in that Stewart game? Did you play up to your capabilities, or what didn't bounce your way in that game?
I think we had three turnovers. We fumbled the ball five times, and a few of those turnovers were in scoring position. You know, we're coming down. I think Austin Pates on one of them broke the 20-yard line, got hit, fumbled it at the 15. A couple other ones like that. You know, we're moving the ball down the field on a run, and then Pleasanton goes to pass. We throw interception at about the 30-yard line. You know, we could have probably kept it on the ground and scored there too. So a couple of those scoring opportunities got wiped out with the turnovers. And I think Stewart did an excellent job of picking up our blitz in the middle. You know, they picked up Lucas Mills and picked up Garrett Reese. They had two kids assigned, so if one kid slipped off of Garrett, the running back could pick him up. And that really, the quarterback was dropping almost 15 yards back to throw the ball, so that, you know, just as far as timing, he's going to get it off in about 2.5 seconds, and our, you know, receivers are running, or their receivers are running around, and our coverage wasn't like we wanted, but, you know, they didn't break any long ones till the end, they're honest.
Ricky, when you look at Sargent, and everybody knows they're quick and they're fast, and obviously they're piling up the points, how much have you had to stress this week, guys, just play within our scheme and stay in your lanes, or they're going to be by you if you don't do that?
Oh, exactly. It's, you know, they do a really good job of everything that they do. They have a misdirection package that if you try to flow to play side, you know, and misread that, they're going to cut right back on you. So everybody, it's just, you know, 8-man football is so different than 11-man, because if one kid blows an assignment, it's a touchdown. 11-man, you kind of have some maybe covering up a free safety here and there to maybe fill in a lane if somebody does get out of their lane.
Daddy, I know this is a stat that you're going to be very interested in, as Ricky Westland is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. All these things you got to worry about on the offense, on the defense, but Tyke Kojal also the D2 All-State kicker for Sargent, and that always has
weapon
to throw. Yeah, that is a big weapon. I don't think they've had to use him much this year, have they, Rick?
No, not really. Well, they've used him a lot on PATs, obviously.
talk about just the X's and O's of this game and how good Sargent has looked. Many people were kind of couldn't get a read on him because the first 6 weeks they really didn't play anybody that was all that tough. Now, as the season progresses, some of those teams picked up wins and they took care of Stewart, and then they just mauled Mullen, who was unbeaten at the time. These kids that were hurt last year in that playoff game are now back, and they look solid. How do you compare them to somebody you've seen in the past?
Oh, I've been in Sargent's corner all year. We, you know, playing them last year and knowing what talent they had coming back, and they're going to be there again next year. But they just execute to perfection. You know, they've been doing the same formation, the same plays since they're junior high kids, and they get off the ball really quick. They have one big lineman, and he moves really well. I think he's 295, but everybody else on the line is about 160, and you know, an 8-man football or even like C2 football, if you have smaller linemen that can move, that's an advantage to you. They when they pull a guard across, I mean, he's there, just seems like they snap the ball and he's over there kicking out an end. That's how quick they are. And they know exactly what to do, you know, as far as somebody, if they need to log in and go around, they do a very good job of that. It's just they've done it enough they can do it blindfolded, I think.
Rick, I want to get your thoughts on the overall picture on these playoffs. Have you ever saw this many quality teams in a D2 field, especially on the west side?
Oh, not really. Usually it's, you know, kind of you see a powerhouse come through. Like in, you know, the years past, Sargent's been up there several times, I think, in this decade. And then you've had, you know, last year Hayes Center, and, you know, we felt pretty good about ourselves last year until we ran into those guys. Yeah, this year it's just like the way the season's played out. You know, you had Loomis coming out strong at the beginning, and then Bertrand tags Loomis, and then Bertrand gets beat by Sumner, so you just don't know what you're really going to get. Eustace has been up there all year. I know they're one key one to look at, and Brady's been there. But, you know, Brady played pretty close to Litchfield last week, so I don't know if that can, if they had a bad game or what that says about them. You know, they could be beat too, I think. So I think you just mix them up and throw them together and let Sargent, you know, if we can't get past Sargent, Sargent would be the one in the semifinals against them.
Well, Coach, we look forward to the game, and we wish you and the Bulldogs best of luck. Always a pleasure watching Pleasanton, a battle of the Bulldogs on Classic Hits 98.9. And, Rick, thanks for giving us time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you, guys.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And we're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show in Sargent as the Bulldogs get ready to pick on the Bulldogs. Sargent and Pleasanton here in round two of the D2 playoffs, and Sargent head coach Mike Kozel joins us. Coach, there has been no surprise for most of the folks around the state because you guys got a lot of early season attention. In fact, last year when your season came to an end against Pleasanton, there was already attention being put on this football team. You were young, had some kids beat up last year in the playoffs, and still did what you did. So I guess it would seem that nothing that's happened is new or earth-shattering, and you guys keep moving along. Is that the way it is? Is it pretty calm, or are you got the feet really going like the duck under the water?
Well, I think we our expectations were high. I think the nice thing about this year is I think the kids that we had coming back have improved, and they've worked hard, and they weren't satisfied where they were last year. And I tell you what, you know, in some cases they've surprised me, and they're playing better than I really thought, or than I even expected. And so that's been really nice, and the kids are really doing well. I'm really proud of them.
Talk about the schedule that you had, because now that it's in the past, it wasn't challenging until the last couple of weeks of the season, but it looks like the kids maintained focus. You went all over the state of Nebraska. You started out almost in Wyoming playing Creek Valley. You put up 85 points, and it just keeps on going from there. A couple of these teams end up winning a few games as it moved along, so does that make it more impressive when you see what you did do?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, the scheduling wasn't as challenging as I or the kids would have liked it, and that's no fault of the schools that we played. I mean, we picked the non-district schools. We picked them for a reason because we thought they would have some good, you know, they have great tradition, you know, in Ansley and Chambers, and we ended up with Creek Valley, which we didn't know much about, but that was who we were assigned, and, you know, the kids showed up and played, and we did the best we could. And I'm sure the other teams did as well. But this team is just was so diverse on, and they're so fast and they're physical. Even though we're not all that big, they're still a physical bunch of kids that I think we just got in there kind of overwhelmed people. And so it turned out all right. You know, I guess we're relatively healthy, or we're very healthy for this time of year, I guess would be a better way to put it. And the kids have stayed focused and continued to improve, and so I'm very happy with that.
Sergeant Coach Mike Kozel joined us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The last couple of weeks against Mullen, which obviously is a big rivalry, was unbeaten and everybody looked forward to for like 3 months. And then yeah. Loup City's down the road. There's a little back and forth between the two schools. But how about the difference the play the last 2 weeks is maybe the first seven games?
Well, I think it was more intense. I think the kids really look forward to especially playing Mullen. They really respect Mullen's program. We've played him for the last, probably forever. I know we've played him every year since I've been head coach. That's been 13 years in a row, and we really respect them and their school and their team and their coach. And the same with Loup City, you know, it was someone new. We see him in baseball, and that's about it. Occasionally in basketball, we'll run into him. But, you know, it was nice to play them as well, and they really showed up and played hard and were physical, and they're going to have a good day. It's a good young skill position people, and they did a nice job.
Coach, what about the play and the factor of that Pleasanton ended these kids' season last year, and they have been a program that maybe many schools target to be like or beat, or you need to beat them if you're going to be good. How does that all play in here from last year's game?
Well, I think that is some motivation for our kids. You know, as soon as we got done with Loup City, the first thing out of a couple of kids' mouths was who won, Stewart or Pleasanton, and we told them Pleasanton, and the kids were excited to play Pleasanton. You know, they respect Pleasanton, too. They are a good program. They're well coached. They're athletic, and they really come at you. And, you know, it isn't that we don't like them. I think the kids are just enthused for a chance to play them, you know, after last year, after, you know, they beat us twice and ended our season. So, our kids are excited to play Pleasanton, and I hope we come out and play well.
Sergeant Coach Mike Kozel is joining us here on the New Tech Seat pregame show. What do you see, Coach, as differences in the Pleasanton team this year as opposed to last year? Obviously, no Sean Campbell, and maybe they throw the ball a little more. Is it more than that?
Well, I think Colin Janicek has really improved. He really runs well. I think the big thing is when he drops back to pass, he's now a threat to run if things don't open up. That's probably the big change for him, you know, offensively. And of course, they did graduate some very good football players last year. I'm honestly truly glad they did graduate because they were very good. But he has really improved. Of course, the Reese kid is a great big and a giant of a player for D2 football. You know, I really like that Mills kid inside at nose guard. He's very quick. He gave some problems last year. We're hoping we can handle him a little better this year. So they have some good players back. But I think that, the quarterback being able to move is a big improvement for him.
Coach, everybody knows you've got more than just a two-headed monster. You got three or four kids. Your line has been outstanding. Everybody thinks that this team has a chance to be in Lincoln. Jed Fenske obviously leads the team in rushing, but your son Tyke is right there. And then maybe something that's a little unusual is that you have some pretty good balance because Guy Fenske has thrown for nearly 1,000 yards, 17 touchdowns, and just one pick. That's an amazing stat line for D2 football.
Yeah, it is. You know, and it really helps that we can run the football. But, you know, we also have good receivers that can catch the ball. They're athletic. They can run. I think the Horky kid has 13 catches and 10 touchdowns this year. He's a very good athlete. We're blessed to have multiple talented skill position people this year, and it's made things good. Guy Fenske is a very good quarterback. He throws the ball well. He does a good job in the pocket, and he understands what we want to do. We can pass, you know, if we need to. I really feel like we could pass a lot if we had to, but, you know, it's one of those things that when you run the ball well, you know, why take a chance? And when you're ahead, it may be in poor taste to pass very much. So we've tried to avoid that, you know, doing it too much, but they are talented, and we could throw the ball if we needed to.
He is the last minute here with Mike Kozel, Sergeant Head Coach. Coach, is there any part of your football game that still concerns you a little bit as you move forward in the playoffs?
Well, probably the one thing that concerns me the most is probably conditioning, and I just say that, you know, here we are in the 10th game of the year. Last week was the most my starters had played all week against Loup City. We played them into the third quarter and a little bit into the fourth. And, you know, it's hard to reproduce that excitement and energy having a game. And so in practice, and we've done some extra conditioning, but, you know, I hope we don't get wore down if we get in a tight one at the end of the game where we have trouble. That's our one concern. We just haven't played as many snaps as maybe I'd like. But, you know, I guess that's a problem. Yeah. A good problem to have, but that would be our only concern right now.
Always a pleasure catching up with the Sergeant Legend, Mike Kozel. Mike, best of luck to the Bulldogs tonight.
Well, thank you, Doug. We appreciate your support.
Mike Kojal, head football coach at Sargent, joining us here on the New Tech Seat pregame show, and we'll be back with the starting lineups for tonight's D2 playoff game right after this on Classic Hits.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Age 50 or older? Is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And good evening once again. Back here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. We're excited to take a look at the starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. Growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years, unparalleled. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer services, goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank. And, Tony, a lot of guys here that are pretty darn good.
There really is a lot of talent on this field. If you look at the offensive stats, you'll notice a couple things stand out immediately. The quarterback, Sawyer Fenske, who goes by the name of Guy, is only 3 yards short of eclipsing 1,000 on the season. And if you look at Tyke Koziel, he is 43 yards shy of going over 1,000 on the season rushing the football. So a couple things to watch tonight. Well, the leading rusher, of course, is Jed Fenske, who's done that 13 or 6 games ago. He's got 1,350 yards coming in this game along with 28 touchdowns.
Not too bad. They score a lot at Sargent. Let's take a look at the visitors. First of all, for Pleasanton, the center is number 59, a 160-pound junior, Aaron Winberg. The guards are number 10, 180-pound senior Lucas Mills, and number 55, 205-pound freshman John Colsheen. The ends are number 15, a 235-pound senior Garrett Reese, and number 35, a 170-pound senior Cole Pritchard. The fullback is number 54. That's a 175-pound junior, Caleb Pritchard. The I-back, number 22, 150-pound junior, Jason Nichols. And the quarterback for Pleasanton is number 3, 155-pound junior, Colin Janicek. We'll also see Austin Pates and Clay Weber coming in. And the back position, they'll move Cole Pritchard around. They'll move Caleb Pritchard around even more. Head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, Ricky Westland, assisted by Rocky Hatch and Dana Fisher. They're 8-1 on the season, ranked 9th in the state in D2. Their only loss coming at the hands of the Loomis Wolves. And in the opening round, a winner over Stewart by a score of 40-34. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Sargent Bulldogs. At center, the big fella, number 98, 295-pound sophomore Ryan Mosier. The guards are number 30, 170-pound junior Tanner Balfour, who's playing with a broken thumb here tonight. Number 34, 170-pound junior Brett Mahler. The ends are number 1, 150-pound senior Brady Sutton. And number 46, 160-pound senior Ridge Horkey. The fullback, number 24, 195-pound junior Tyke Kojal. The I-back, number 3, 160-pound junior Jed Fenske. And the quarterback, number 9, 175-pound junior, is Guy Fenske. Head coach of the Sargent Bulldogs, Mike Kojal, assisted by Mark Mosher, J.D. Keefe, and Craig Mahler. They're a perfect 9-0. They're ranked second in the state, only behind Howells. And for Sargent, they were a winner in the opening round of the state playoffs as they took care of Loup City, 48-14. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with more on the New Tech Seat pregame show next.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop.
That's who we are.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location in 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids' menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
Doug Dude along with Tony Davis, Tom Hilkemeyer, Larry Kottner, Walt Smith. We're all here in Sargent for high school football action. And, Daddy, it is time now to take a look at the injury report brought to you every high school football game by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. They'll get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, and now in Lexington.
Well, I'm a little upset, Doug. You might have blown the whole injury report. You mentioned that Tanner Balfour is out with a broken thumb, or not out. He's playing tonight with a broken thumb. That's the only injury report for either team. The flu is going through Pleasanton. They will be lucky to make it through the game tonight.
Oh, boy, that's not any fun. That is your injury report, and it's brought to you, as always, by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Tell your doctor you want to rehab and get back in the game of life with Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, located in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, and Lexington. And this has been the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Good luck and best of luck to the athletes in tonight's football game from Terry and Jason Stark and all the good friends at New Tech Seed. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Well, Sargent won the toss, they defer, and Pleasanton is going to get the ball first here tonight.
And they will head directly into that brisk north wind.
Well, it is going to be important tonight for Pleasanton to get off to a good start. And not only is Tyke Kojal good on offense and defense, but he was the All-State kicker last year. He lines up to boot it away, a good strong kick, and it's going to be taken into the end zone at a touchback. And that's probably going to be the story all night for Pleasanton, and depending on whether they're going into the wind or not, but it wasn't hard to kick that one into the wind.
Well, certainly in this eight-man game, Doug, that's a big key tonight. I think if you can get away from any of those return men, it's going to be well worth your time.
So first down and 10 for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Sarge is going to drop down a four-man front, it looks like, Tony, and they're going to dare him to throw that football a little bit here. One man split out wide to the left side as we get this ball game underway out of the shotgun. Janacek wants to throw into the wind. He's looking to go deep, and he is going to Pritchard, and it's knocked away. Getting a hand in front, Ridge Horkey trying to get it down the field to Cole Pritchard.
That's awfully good coverage by Horkey down the field. As soon as that ball touched the hands of the receiver, it was knocked right away. Good coverage, Horkey.
Well, you're going to have to get used to the wind a little bit here, but he had an inside step. Horkey just knocked it away, but that play could be there later in the game, and he was the only man in the pattern that time, so they were max protecting for Colin Janacek as they go to that tight I formation, both just a half yard behind him. It is a quarterback draw that wasn't supposed to be a quarterback draw, and coming through, Tanner Balfour gets Colin Janacek. He turned around, and both the guys were already by him.
Yeah, it was a design quarterback draw right there, and as soon as he turned around, boom, there was Balfour to introduce himself to the young man.
So a loss of two on the play, and third and 12, not the way that Pleasanton had hoped to start this game. That pass on first down was about 15 yards down the field, really could have got them going confidence-wise. And the way the wind's blowing, you sure don't want to punt from your own 5-yard line. It is third and 12 at the 13, and Janacek is going to turn and hand it off on a counterplay and to the 15-yard line. And here's a penalty flag for a face mask that's going to give them a first down. Jason Nichols made it out just to the 15, 16-yard line, but a face mask. And now the only question is whether it's a personal foul or a 5-yard variety. And they're just going to give him a 5-yard variety here, and that's not enough for a first down. I guess it's kind of hard to see. I mean, his hand was on his face mask, Tony, and Nichols came down. I'm not sure that he was tackled by the face mask that it looked like there to begin with.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think his legs were out from under him. He's on his way down. The defender is just trying to put up an extra line of defense down there, thinking he was still coming at him. I think that's probably a good call by the official. Right play right in front of him.
So that'll move the ball to a third down and 4. That is the one thing it will do. It won't go on to fourth down. It will be third down. So another opportunity here for the Bulldogs, who ran a draw play on third and 12. They will send Pritchard out wide to the right side is Cole. And into the ball game is Clay Weber. He stands right next to his quarterback, and now false start on Pritchard.
Okay, you give him the 5 yards right back.
Again, that's one of those that just makes everybody a little uncomfortable. You're in the 10th game of the season, and your wide receiver false start.
They're talking this over. Now, the defensive line,
offside. They're going to say that they jumped off sides before Pritchard took off, so a break and a first down for Pleasanton.
Yeah, that's one of those deals where that the receiver on the outside of that formation is looking down the line. He saw those guys on the defensive line jump, which caused him to jump. They say, wait a minute. Sergeant, that's a 5-yard penalty on you.
So it'll be first down and 10 here for the Bulldogs of Sergeant at the 20, or Pleasanton at the 26. Go off right tackle and getting Nichols a yard and a half here. It's going to be tough running out there. And in on the tackle, Jed Fenske.
Yeah, Jed Fenske's going to be all over the place. He leads them with 146 total tackles. He flies around. Now, a lot of those are with people holding him up. 116 of those tackles are assisted tackles.
Second carry for Nichols. We're going to say it's 1 yard and into the ball game. Clay Weber, as we said, there's plenty of kids that are going to rotate in and out. Nichols is going to come out here. And again, just such a tightly bunched 8-man offense. And they'll give it to the fullback. And this time it's going to be a couple of yards up the middle for Caleb Pritchard. He'll crash forward to the 31. Let's give him 4 and call it 3rd down and 5.
Yeah, Mosier comes from that defensive line spot. Mosier's a sophomore, listed on the program as 295. Now, being on the field with him, I think he's about a milk dud to shy of 330.
He's a big old boy, and he's a sophomore, and of course,
and moves very well for a young man that's a sophomore at 330.
Now, Mark Mosier, an assistant coach. So this Sergeant crew, the kids and the coaches have been together a long time. Another third down of a long 5 here for Pleasanton. Janicek on a shot good. Hard count. Pleasanton, Sergeant move, but no call. Throw down the middle, and it's well overthrown for Caleb Pritchard or Cole Pritchard, and it's going to be incomplete.
Yeah, that ball just sailed on it. Never had a chance. Well thrown over the receiver's head, but right away, right when it left his hands, you knew it was a poorly thrown ball. Ball wobbles all the way down there.
I was a little surprised we didn't see an offside flag there, Tony, because Sergeant definitely moved. And now they line up to punt the ball. 4th down and 5 at their own 31-yard line. And it's only about a 6-yard snap. And the punt's a good one here into the wind that'll be taken at the 16-yard line up to the 20. Poplin, 25, 30, 35, right side and more. He gets up to midfield and breaks another tackle. He breaks another tackle, 35, 30. He's breaking a tackle of maybe everybody on the Pleasanton team before he's finally drugged down at the 28.
Yeah, finally drugged down on the clear right in front of the Sergeant Benz by Caleb Pritchard. And good job of pursuit on that player. That would have went for 6.
Well, I'll tell you what, that time Kirby Poplin was bouncing around off everybody. That was an outstanding return. He was hit, wouldn't go down, and a great return from his 16 all the way to the Pleasanton 28-yard line, and that's where Sergeant will take over first down and 10, and look at this very good-looking football team in black and orange come up over the football. Guy Fenske with an unbalanced eye. His end stand, man in motion is Kojal. Toss sweep right side for Jet Fenske. Fenske will get across the 25 and down to around the 24-yard line. A gain of 3.5.
Yeah, he sent Ty Kojal in motion, and he's a lead blocker out there trying to knock down that wall and do a good job of pursuit to the outside. But when I took good pursuit on that punt. No, the punt return was great, but it was at least those Pleasanton players didn't quit in getting back. They got somebody down there and saved a touchdown.
So that's going to bring up 2nd down and 7, 9:12 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless. This is Sergeant's second snap on the offense. The ball is squarely on the 25-yard line. Lined up at the end this time is Jed Fenske under center. Guy takes it, turns, hands to Kojal, and he is hammered to the backfield. And a lot of excitement there for Pritchard. Caleb Pritchard sticks Kojal in the backfield for a loss of 2, and it's going to be 3rd and 9.
Now, Doug, I think if you're Coach Kozio, you've got to go to the air. And I know it's 3rd and 10, but this team's used to picking up 10 yards on the ground, so your playbook's wide open at this point. But they threw a lot of passes warming up here tonight. And
Guy
throws the ball very, very well.
And Guy Fenske, 997 yards passing, 17 touchdowns, 1 pick. They go spread. 3 wide. Kojal the only man on the backfield. It's an option. They pitch it to Kojal. It's behind him. It's fumbled. He'll go back and pick it up at the 37. Up the field he comes. 35, and Pritchard's there to bring him down at the 31-yard line. And a nice tackle by Caleb Pritchard, but it was all because of the errant pitch. And now it's going to be 4th down and about 12 or 13 yards to go. And this is even probably out of the field goal range of Tyke Kojal, who made a 41-yarder earlier this year against Mullen. It's going to be a loss of four, and it's fourth down and 13.
Yeah, we saw him good from 46 here earlier tonight in warm-up, so be interesting. Now they're just going to go for it, it looks like. Maybe a quick kick here.
Kojal, the only man in the backfield. They've got Fenske out wide to the right. Back to pass. It's a quarterback draw. Fenske slips, and he is going to be shoestring tackled. Hanging on the whole time is Cole Pritchard. It's a decent gain of about five, but a fourth and 13, they'll put a fine down.
Yeah, the wind at your back that time. I, you know, obviously you'd like to do over now and punt the thing down there and make Pleasant and drive this whole field into the wind, but I suppose they thought they'd kick it in and only pick up about 15 yards on the punt.
So each team has had it once, and we remain scoreless. 7:50 to go here in the first quarter. It has to make Sargent feel good about themselves after that great punt return. Out of the I formation, Janicek, little toss to the left side. Nichols gets to the 30, to the 31, and he'll be stood up there. Gain on the play of four. It'll be second down and six.
That's a pretty good job of just people running the football out there. There wasn't a big hole, but he picked up four on the play. Sargent, though, the line of scrimmage, they look to be just holding those guys up and want their linebackers running the football.
I want to thank Athletic Director Corey Grant and the entire folks and staff here in the old stomping grounds up around Sargent for their hospitality as we are in the second round of the D2 playoffs. And Austin Pates is in, split out wide to the right. Unbalanced eye. They've got Pritchard in the slot. Ball is fumbled, and Sargent covers the football.
Tyke Kojal right there to jump on it, Doug.
It looked like Janicek wanted to go with a quick fake, and he never came out of there with the football. It ricocheted off of Pritchard's knee, and Tyke Kojal covers the ball. Sargent first and 10 at the Pleasanton 31. Two Sargent possessions. Both have started in Pleasanton territory.
Now this is something, you know, if you're going to win the turnover battle, one thing, Pleasanton cannot lose the turnover battle tonight and have a chance to win this ballgame.
We have 7:10 to go here in the first quarter, and back on offense, Kojal stutters in motion. They'll hand it off to Fenske over the left side. He'll run over Austin Pates, who hangs on to make the tackle, maybe a yard on the play to the 30.
Doug, I know the coaching staff over there has got to be licking their chops. Pleasanton's got all eight guys that time within 5 yards of that ball carry. They are flooding to the running back. They've got to throw this thing to open the game up if you're Sargent.
And welcome to high school football on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, and the Hazard, the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. I'm going to use Cumro later, too, because we drove by that on the way up. Here's a fake, and rolling out to the right is Fenske. It's a naked bootleg. Gets to the right side. He is hit around the 20-yard line, and he'll step out of bounds. Way down the sidelines. Where are they going to finally see that he did step out? Right around the 20, and maybe close to the first down.
Well, it's real close to the first down, but interesting where they spot that. I think he's going to be well short of the first down with about half a yard.
So it's a gain of eight on the play, and it's going to be third down and one here for Sargent. Ball at the 21-yard line of Pleasanton. One man in the backfield, try to draw him offside. It's a heavy count, and now a penalty flag. That's both teams. They just want to come so strong with that defensive line, and it looks like they did get Pleasanton to jump offside, and that'll be the first down of the ball game for Sargent.
Yeah, that's something just, you know, you're fired up, like you said, Doug. You're right up there over the football. You know they're probably going to run a fullback trap or something right at you to pick up the first down, and then you get too excited, and it's automatic first down.
Six and a half to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless in this D2 second-round game between number 2 Sargent and number 9 Pleasanton. First down and 10 Sargent, the Pleasanton 17. Out of the pistol formation, it's going to be an option to the right side, out to Kojal, breaks one tackle, trying to hold on as Jason Nichols, he's still dragging him down the field to get back to the line of scrimmage. And Tony, right now, Pleasanton really is anticipating what Sargent wants to do offensively. They about picked that option pitch out of the air.
Yeah, Doug, they are just running to those running backs, every one of them, just like you got spies all over. Red Chorky, you're gonna see him go down the field here shortly at some time and should be wide open when he does.
And maybe Sargent has just elected to run the ball when they're going into this strong wind as they face a second down and 9 situation as Jed Fenske goes in motion. They will pitch it, and he breaks one tackle, gets to the left side to the 10. He's down to near the 6-yard line before he is brought down. Maybe got even a little closer than that as he runs out of bounds on the near sideline.
Well, Pleasanton had people there, but he was able to just keep bouncing that outside to move the chains for another first down.
So that's going to be a gain of 11 on the play. for Jed Fenske, and it'll bring up first down and goal here at the 4-yard line. First and goal at the 4 for Sargent, trying to get the first points on the board. Fenske, option right side. Quarterback's going to keep it, and he is going to run over a man and get into the end zone for a touchdown. Sargent, Ty Fenske on the quarterback keeper.
Well, Fenske, people were flooding the outside. Fenske knew there was a lane. He just steps up and simply walks into the end zone that time. That is guy's 9th rushing touchdown of the season.
And I think a good call as well as they line up for the extra point kick. Of course, Ty Kozel has to change the shoe.
He says, little brother, you've got too many. 28 of them? Let me have one.
That's right. Here we go. Snap good. Placement good. It's blocked. Sargent got through there and blocked at Lucas Mills. There was a couple of them that got right through there. So the extra point kick is blocked by Lucas Mills. And with 5:26 to go in the first quarter, it's Sargent 6 and Pleasants and nothing. We're back with the kickoff after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors, and they can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. Pleasanton Meat Processing says, tear them up, Bulldog!
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Sargent. A big thank you, as always, to the many fine sponsors, Doug Duda along with Tony Davis, and our producer-engineer, Stacy John. Sargent has got on the board, taking advantage of the fumble recovery by Ty Kozel at the Pleasanton 31-yard line. And the score 6-0. And Kozel now, with the wind at his back, will boot it into the end zone, and it will be returnable. But they blow it and say he is in the end zone.
Yeah, official right there, right on the goal line, immediately blowing his whistle, saying, nope, as soon as it crosses that goal line, it is automatically dead. They'll move it to the 15.
So first down and 10 here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Again, they moved the ball on their first series, ended up pumping from their own 51, and it was a nice punt return that took it all the way back to the 28-yard line. Now they fumble it on their position, and now they have it for the third time. Pritchard on a quarter ball over the left side is going to find his way to the 18, maybe give him the 19-yard line, a gain of 4.
But, Doug, it looked like the only place he had to go was right there. He chose to go left where all the black jerseys were. There was only one guy to the right of him.
So a 4-yard gain. We'll call it 2nd and a long 6 here at their own 19-yard line. We'll give you some score updates in a little bit here. Don't forget Overton and Axton, currently airing on ESPN 60 and 1550. Out of the eye formation, Jimmy. Left side, just getting crushed. Coming through, Tyke Kozel. And wondering what just happened is Brett Mahler, 34, not 24. Brett Mahler, absolutely Courtney Osborne, Clay Weber right there. And he loses a couple of yards.
Yeah, the perfect form tackle. He popped the hooks, punched the arms, and right immediately the ground over backwards.
Man, Weber didn't have time to get going.
No.
Probably a good thing, because it would have been an even bigger collision. We'll call it 3rd down and 7. Ball at their own 18-yard line. Into the double tight end eye formation. Janacek fumbled the ball again. And let's see who's got it.
Well, it's going to be Sargent football, Doug.
Sargent has covered the ball, covering it at Jed Fenske. 20 when you got 8 or 11. So close together. Janacek doesn't even have a chance to turn around.
No.
And he's running into his back. That's going to have to be an adjustment here for Sargent. Week 10, and they're making that kind of a mistake. That's exactly what happened only to the other side. 2 fumbles now and 3 possessions.
Well, Doug, it might be something that you're trying to do against the Sargent team that you think is probably faster than you, so you narrow up and maybe get a better jump on things. Instead, it comes back to haunt you twice already here at early going.
And another short field here for Sargent, who doesn't need the help. Rolling right fifth. He wants to throw over the middle, wide open, and it is caught. Touchdown, Jed Fenske. Boy, he almost dropped it. He was so wide open, but he'll haul it in. 19-yard touchdown, 18-yard touchdown, touchdown.
So that's the old sneaky option pass where they run that same option they've been having a limited success on here in this first quarter. Then all of a sudden he steps back 2 steps, and Fenske's run a post pattern right down the middle of the field. and he hit him in stride. And like you said, he did bobble the ball, but he was able to haul it in time to get his feet in. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Well, so, I should clarify that, I guess. Touchdown, Sergeant Bulldogs.
So a one-play drive, and Sergeant is going to go ahead and try the extra point kick again. This one is on the way, and that wind just absolutely throws it to the left, and it is no good. So the kick is wide to the left, and it took one play for Sergeant to go up 12-0 over Pleasanton. You're listening to the D2 playoffs on KKPR.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda and Tony Davis back with you here at Sergeant. 4:06 to go in the first quarter, and it is 12-0 in favor of Sergeant. Spring on both. Pleasanton fumbles. And ready to kick it away again is Tyke Kozel. The last one just about didn't make it to the end zone, and I don't think this one will either. It's taken at the one, up the middle of the field, 10, 15, and just not cutting it all, Clay Weber. He decides to get as far as he can, up to the 21, maybe the 22-yard line.
Now a flag comes in, Doug. I think we're going to have a face mask. I don't know what variety it'll be, but they're going to call a hold now on Pleasanton right at the point of attack. Boy, everything that could have went wrong tonight for the Bulldogs, the Pleasanton has went wrong.
And so the officials discussing what they want to do here. Our referee is going to come over and tell us that it is a hold on the kick return, and that'll back it from the 22 to the 11-yard line. And for Pleasanton, that will be their second penalty of the ball game. Two penalties on Sargent as well.
Overton has taken a 6-0 lead over Axtell that early going of the first period.
Out of the I formation, Janacek back to pass, looking deep, wants to go for it all. One-on-one for Pace, and he catches it at the 35 and brought down at midfield. First down, tackle made by Casey Richards, but a well-thrown ball into that wind by Colin Janacek, and a gain of 29.
Yeah, put that right over the shoulder, and nice catch, able to bring it down. Was Richards right on him? Good job of holding on to that football.
Well, Pleasanton just needs to get some things positive going their way, and it'll be first and 10 at midfield. Back to that I formation out of the double tight end. Very tight, only a couple of yards behind him. Pitch play left side. Clay Weber secures the ball and gets 3 yards into Sergeant territory for the first time at the 38.
Well, Jed Fenske's over there along with number 30, Tanner Balfour, that are right there. So just a short pickup on the play. But you said very tight. You're exactly right. Across that formation, Doug, is about 6 yards, and the running backs are within 3 yards of the line of scrimmage.
They either want to run the Pleasanton Bulldogs quick hitters or throw the football because they know they're facing a very quick and powerful defensive line here for Sargent with a 4-2. Second down and 7. This time, Janacek counterplay. There's a little hole for Nichols. He'll score it across the 35. Just got tripped up. I think Mosier is actually the guy that put his hand out there. Tripped him up. It's going to be third down and 5, maybe 4.5.
Yeah, look, the play had a little bit of room, but Mosier, like you said, just clipped a leg and down he went.
So Sargent leading it 12-0 with 2:45 and counting here in the opening quarter. Doing it on 31 and 18-yard drives. Split out wide to the right now for Pleasanton is going to be Austin Pace. Still out of that I formation. And turning and handing it off. Quarterback does not hand it off. He's going to keep it, and Janacek gets nowhere. And that'll bring up 4th down and 5.
I think he bobbled that football again, Doug, when he ran in the running back, comes in really close to him again. I think that might have been the 3rd fumble of the game.
Tanner Balfour makes the tackle, and Sargent looks like they're going to not put anybody back, and Pleasanton acts like they're not going to punt it. Well, now they're going to drop Pritchard back. He only stands about 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He creeps even closer now on 4th and 5, and it will be punted away. Sargent doesn't have anybody back there. The punt's going to bounce the 10, the 5, and it's going to die down at the 2-yard line. And a nice punt that time by Cole Pritchard. Dies at the 2, a 33-yard punt, no return.
Yeah, good job that time. Nobody back, of course, for Sargent, so he just knocks it down there. The wind kills it, hopped about the 6, and just sat down nicely inside the 5-yard line.
Tony, I think this is the first time we're truly going to be able to see the matchup of this ball game. Sargent had a field position where they could do about anything they wanted to do the first couple, 3 possessions, actually. This is the first possession that started in their own territory. The first 3 all started in Pleasanton territory, and this one is at their own 2-yard line. They will go out of the I formation here, and Fenske, long count, heavy count, and flags.
Well, right there immediately, Doug, is Lucas Mills, right up over the center, got too excited and then jumped into that neutral zone. It's a 5-yard penalty on Pleasanton.
Well, Pleasanton started this, Tony, but if I'm Ricky Wesley, I get the ear of the side judge and say, if they go with a fake count again, I want them to be flagged for the fake snap, and we'll see. I mean, you get too many offsides. Something's being done on the offensive side as well. So that's going to make it 1st down and 5 at the 7-yard line and get Sargent out of the shadow of their own end zone at least.
Yeah, a little stoppage of play right now. There's some lights in that north end zone. The official one's turned off.
Let's go to the scoreboard here from Valentino's while we wait. In the final score department, Ambridge has beaten Blue Hill 22-0. Also today, late first, Overton leads Axtell 6-0. And Bergen leads Humboldt, it looks like, 25-17. Oglala has beaten Gordon Rushville 28-12. Wilbur Claytonia beat Homer 24-0. St. Cecilia leads Donovan 14-7 early second. Now 1st and 5, we're ready to go again. And Fenske, a busted play. He doesn't know where to go, and he's going to be stacked up back at the 5-yard line, a loss of 2. He turned around and went, where is everybody?
Yeah, and then he found 6 white jerseys pouncing on him, saying everybody went the wrong. You know, that's the quarterback that made the wrong decision there. I think guy's going, uh-oh, that was my fault there. Everybody else was going the different direction. Everybody was going right. He was going left.
So that'll bring up 2nd down. We'll call it about 6.5. Remember, there was a 5-yard offside penalty that made it 1st and 5. 2nd and 6 at their own 5. Unbalanced eye, they will send Kojal in motion. Fenske pitches to Fenske and runs over a man, but Pritchard brings him down. Now, here's the case, Tony, where Caleb Pritchard hits him, but Jed Fenske picks up 3 yards by falling forward.
It's exactly right. Pritchard's one of those guys that's not used to having that happen. When he wraps you up, he's used to bringing you immediately down.
Well, they have seen some hard-hitting teams before. They've seen Sargent. They played twice last year. Sargent's only 2 losses last year came to Pleasanton.
They're not going to go for this, would they?
Well, it's 3rd down and a short situation here. I'd go for it on
3rd. That's probably a good decision here to go for it on 3rd down.
They're going to go out of a double wing this time with a lone eye back. Power formation. Turn, hand it off. Fenske over the right side. And it should be enough for the 1st down across the 10 near the 12-yard line. And that time, it was Kojal that carried the football and not Fenske. They lined him up in the slot to the right side. And that's enough for 1st down from the 9. Well, they gave him a really good spot out to about the 13, maybe even the 14, a gain of 4.
Yeah, it was just a simple blast play over that right side. They thought they'd get somebody stacked up there, and Kojal takes the ball for a nice gain. You're used to hearing those Fenske names. If you're a wrestling fan, you hear Jed Fenske. If you're a basketball fan, you hear Guy Fenske.
And back to pass as the quarterback, Fenske, throws over the middle. He's got a man wide open. It's complete at midfield. The Ridge Horky and into Pleasanton territory at the 36-yard line. They sent 3 men in the pattern, Tony, and it looked like it was zone coverage, and somebody went 2-on-1 and left Horky wide open down the middle.
Yeah, 2 of those guys actually were running down the field that had people, no one was behind them. That was a good tackle on the play down the field, saving a touchdown.
30 yards. Perfensky, and the last play of the quarter is coming up out of the shotgun, back to pass. Once the short left, up and making nice catch his hip, Ridge Horky, and breaks a tackle. 25, 20, and he'll be brought down near the 18-yard line, and another 1st down for Sargent on the final play of the 2nd quarter. That's going to be a gain of 18, 19 yards down to the 18-yard line. So Guy Fenske is 3 of 3 through the air for 67 yards. And a touchdown.
Which puts him over 1,000 on the year. So good for him.
That's the end of the 1st quarter. Hey, your score. So- Sergeant 12, Pleasanton nothing, and we're back after this on Classic Hits.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Sergeant. D2 second round playoffs as we get underway in the second quarter. First down and 10 for Sergeant at the Pleasanton 18-yard line, already leading 12 to nothing. Taking this one down the field through the air. Now a pitch play left side to Jed Fenske. Guy gets out front and blocks for him. He'll get across the 15 and down to the 10 and inside the 10-yard line and should have another first down.
What a job, good job of patient running on there, waiting for his blocks to develop and knock people down the field so he can pick up that extra yardage.
They're going to have to, even though they're only a couple of feet away, they're going to bring the chains out to make it official here. As the ball is inside the 10, and it is enough for a first down. So Fenske, the 10-yard carry, he now has 29 yards on 5 carries. Guy Fenske, 4 carries, 15 yards and a touchdown, and he's 3 for 3 through the air. So Guy Fenske, a 4-yard touchdown run, an 18-yard touchdown pass to Jed. First and goal now, ball at the 8-yard line, Sergeant has it. Again, out of the unbalanced eye. Fenske pitches it to Jed. Kozel, he makes a nice block. Jed has to dance around just to get back to the line of scrimmage. And Caleb Pritchard really playing kind of possessed out there, Tony. Makes another good tackle and gets up with some emotion. They'll give him a gain of a half a yard. It's second and goal.
Well, I got to talk to Coach Kozel down on the field before the game, Doug. And the one player he was really worried about was number 15, Garrett Reese. They've done a fine, fine job so far. I think that's the first time we've called his name all night. It's been Pritchard, though, that's running free to the football because Garrett Reese is paying the price for the film study they did before this game.
Second and goal, the ball placed between the 6 and the 7-yard line here. Sergeant looking for more, up 12 to nothing. Kozel in motion to the right side, run that option. Pitch it to Guy Fenske, comes around the right corner, gets to the corner and gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Sergeant, a 7-yard touchdown run for Jed Fenske.
Well, they are fast. They just use that speed and get to the outside. Ricky Westland is not very happy. He wants the hold on the outside of that formation. He's not going to get the call. It's going to be touchdown, Sergeant.
And so lining up to kick the extra point, they're 0 for 2. Lucas Mills blocked the first one. The second one was wide left, and now Sergeant going into that wind. Tight Kozel trying to get the shoe tied up there. You don't get any extra time to change shoes with the play clock. And he finally gets that baby laced up. So let's see if Sergeant can get a conversion here in the first minute of the second quarter. Snap good, placement good. The kick is powered through, and this one is good. So with 11:07 to go in the first half of play, it is Sergeant 19, Pleasanton nothing. You're listening to high school football on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, and Litchfield.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
To welcome you back to Sergeant, where Sergeant has taken a 19-0 lead over Pleasanton here. 11:07 remains until the first half. Real quickly, a couple scoring updates. At halftime, Overton has taken a 6-0 lead over Axtell. St. Francis 22, Humphrey 14, Pierce 7, 0 at the end of the first.
And ready to kick it into the wind. It's going to be a squib kick that's picked up the 10-yard line and right into the only man coming down the field is going to be the return man for Pleasanton, Clay Weber. And there was just one guy kind of there. He didn't sidestep, but he thought, well, let me just follow my blocker, and he got blocked back into him. And so that's where Pleasanton will take over.
Yeah, with a short kick like that, not the field position you want here at the 17-yard line to start your drive. Do have the win at the back. They tried to throw the ball long a couple times tonight.
So let's see what Pleasanton does now here with the wind at their back and nearly fumble it again on the option pitch. The fullback dive and just keeping the ball is Colin Janicek. And he doesn't get a whole lot on that one, maybe a yard.
Look, I look down to the bench and Ricky Wessel looks at Rocky Hatch and says something. It's got to be what is going on back there with the communication problem with our handoffs, because that would have been the third fumble again. And then there are two fumbles that were two that probably could have been. So it could have been four turnovers already in the first half.
So it'll be second down and nine. This time a clean handoff over the left side, and it's going to be a carry out to the 24-yard line for Clay Weber, the tackle made by Brady Sutton.
Sutton right there, and then Jed Finsky, you know, was making sure he went down. These guys, the speed of this team is simply amazing for D2. For, you know what, if you put these kids, they'd be playing in any class. They're that fast.
Going to bring up third down and three for Pleasanton, needing a first down here to keep their offense on the field. They fumble the snap, and Sargent has covered the football. That's what they're saying anyway. There's three white jerseys there, one black jersey, and Jed Fenske gets his second fumble recovery of the night. And, Tony, you just feel, you know, Sargent's good, Pleasanton's good, but Pleasanton is just, I don't know if it's nerves or what the situation is, but they fumbled it three times now in their own territory, and Sargent will take over first and 10, the 24-yard line.
Well, that's disappointing. Just a disappointing whole first half here if you're a Pleasanton Bulldog.
Toss sweep, Kojo left side, and coming through, Reese got him after a short gain.
Now Reese now trying to fire up the troops. That's a good open field tackle on Koziel right there. Garrett Reese, number 15. You've heard his name all year if you follow the Pleasanton Bulldogs. He's the first one that stands out to you out there coming from the linebacker position.
It's going to be a gain of one for Koziel. Four carries, 4 yards for Tyke. Second down and nine. Ball at the 22-yard line, we'll say. 19-0 Sargent, though. On second down. Unbalanced backfield. Fenske rolls to his right. He wants to run the whole time, finds some seam. Here is a penalty flag. He'll get across the 15-yard line and down to the 12. But this one is coming back for a hold on Sargent.
Yeah, right where he made the cut-up field, there the yellow flag lays, and a pretty easy call for the official. Right away, he knew what he wanted to do there. The Overton defender was laying flat on his belly that time.
Well, at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, some score updates for you from the Valentino score line, and a whole lot more here. It's 19-0, Sargent leading Pleasanton on Classic Hits 98.9. Tony, a couple more scores from the Valentino's hotline.
Yeah, St. Paul 10, Boone Central 6. St. Paul continues to make some noise in these playoffs. Middle of the second, Pierce 14, Ord 0. I don't think that's a big surprise there. St. Francis 22, Humphrey 14. David City 0, Milford 10. That is at the half.
Earlier today, Alma beat Elgin 22-2. Creighton beat Arapahoe 48-0. South Loop over Kennesaw 48-20. It was Gildner over Bloomfield 52-12. Loomis beat O'Neill St. Mary's 19-18. Second down and 19 for Sargent. Fenske straight back to pass. Nobody to go to. Rolls left. Now tucks it up and runs. And he's going to be dropped back at the 32-yard line. Good pursuit there by Pleasanton. Running him down. They had a whole host of folks, Tony. But I think the guy that finally got him was Garrett Reese.
Yeah, Cole Pritchard, though, Doug, comes around the corner and sees Koziel sneaking around. I think that was going to be a screen pass. He just blanketed him up, which forced Fenske to run to the outside. And then they were able to run him down.
It is third down and 16 yards to go. Ball at the 31-yard line of Pleasanton. That holding penalty has pushed them back. Third down, and Sargent looking for more, and we're going to get a timeout, I think, call here by Pleasanton. Clay Weber came running up to the line of scrimmage like he was going to blitz, and Sargent did not go with the quick snap, and Coach Ricky Westland didn't like what he saw. So the first timeout of the ball game called here. 8:41 to go, first half. Sargent 19, Pleasanton nothing on KKPR.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
And welcome back to Sergeant. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. Halftime, St. Cecilia 28, Donovan Trumbull 14. Here it's 19-0, Sergeant, 3rd and 16 at the Pleasanton 31. Fetzky back to pass. Quarterback draw. Got some room. 30, 25, block, 20, 15, 10. And he's going to be pushed out of bounds around the 5-yard line and pushing him out, Jason Nichols. They tried that earlier on 3rd and long, and Fetzky slipped, Tony.
Yeah, they're going to get a personal foul at the end of this. Ridge Horkey came down and just blew up Clay Weber. And the Horkey turns around and hits himself on the forehead saying, "Oh, that was just not very wise of me."
Now let's see if this is a dead ball foul or not, because if it is after the play, then it would still be a first down. The ball is marked at the 5. It would be a gain of 25 on the run. Let's see what our referee tells us.
Dead ball.
It is a personal foul on Sargent from the 5, and so it will be a first down. So a 25-yard run by Jed Fenske, or excuse me, by Guy Fenske, and then the 15-yard penalty will be the 4th of the ball game and mark it all the way back to the 20. So it's first and goal from the 20 for Sargent.
Well, Doug, you can see it's pretty easy here. They're like going to see Pleasanton's game plan coming in. To take away Jed Fenske and really apply a lot of pressure to him. But when you do that, you leave his twin brother, Guy Fenske, wide open to run some big holes.
Well, I think Sargent's been playing hard. They just have 3 fumbles that they have given up. First and goal at the 20. Kojal doubles from right to left. Toss sweep left side. Jed Fenske, he's going to get inside the 20 and be brought down by Reese close to the 17-yard line.
Yeah, Lucas Mills right there wrapping him as well. So Reese forced him back inside. Mills brings him down. Good. That's a one-on-one tackle when he finally gets him corralled. They're doing it. They're flying to Jed Fenske, Doug. I think Guy Fenske, if he wants to, run all day long unless they switch something up here.
Tony, they didn't call it a goal-to-go situation. It's 2nd and 6. Back to pass. Fenske draw again around the right side, and he's going to be drugged down from behind at the 15-yard line by Cole Pritchard.
Yeah, good overfield tackle by Pritchard on the outside. Not many times will you catch Guy Fenske out there. Yeah, you're right. If that's a dead ball foul, it would be a goal situation.
So 3rd down and 5 instead of 3rd down and goal. You know what next year we're going to do? We're going to go to the officiating school.
Well,
we've seen a lot of weird ones, and we've seen most of them not right once we go back and find out what the real rule was. 3rd down and 6. Hand off Kojal left side, and there wasn't a lot of room, but he does not go down, and he is going to be just short of the 10-yard line and right near the first down marker.
Well, Kojal doing a good job of keeping his balance once he spun out of that mess. He never did make it all the way to the ground, but they're going to call him short 4.5 yards here.
So 4th and inches here for Sargent at the 10-yard line.
You're absolutely right. This should be a goal situation. They should have to kick a field goal right now.
He runs over to the sideline to get the play from head coach Mike Kojal, who picked up career win number 100 in the first round of the playoffs. 4th and inches. Fenske trying to draw him off sides, turns, hands it to Kojal, who just jumps on the pile and then gets knocked off the pile, and he gets 5 more. He was laying on top of his offensive lineman, Mosier. Clay Weber came to knock him off, and he knocked him back on his feet, and he made it down to the 5. 1st and goal now for Sargent.
Well, Kojal, if you look him up in your program, always listed that, you know, he's listed 195. That is a square 195. That's a Makovica frame right there.
6:40 to go here in the first half. 19-0, Sargent. They're looking for more. 1st and goal at the Pleasanton 5-yard line. if they do score here, it would be their first point that didn't come after a turnover. The center, Ryan Mosier, gets over the ball. Fenske puts Kozel in motion left to right. He wants to go right side with the option. Late pitch gets it to Jed. Jed to the corner and into the end zone. Touchdown. They're running that option so well. The Sergeant Bulldogs, fourth touchdown, and Jed Fenske has two on the ground and one through the air. It's 25-0.
Well, Pleasanton runs him to the outside, and he just waits to commit until the very, very end. Well, he flips it out there. Fenske's one-on-one right at the goal line. He's going to win that battle 100 times in a row.
Well, for the folks that are listening out there tonight, you know, Tony, I think Pleasanton's doing what they want to do, and Sargent's just flat-out better. I mean, they were on that play. Sargent did everything they wanted and couldn't win the one-on-one matchup on the edge as Kozel's extra point kick is on the way, and it is good. 6:16 to go here in the first half. 26-0. Sargent, they lead Pleasanton on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Well, welcome back to high school football and playoff coverage on 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda and Tony Davis with you here. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have all the final stats, score updates, and more. Tony, the scores.
Well, Aquinas leads Lincoln Christian 13-6. Pierce 21, Ord 0. That in the second. Friend 28, Pender 22. That game has went final now, Doug. Friend 28, Pender 22, if you're writing scores down in your bracket.
Kite Kozel ready to kick it away into the wind. Last time they went into the wind, they hit a squib kick. And here is one that he'll actually put into the air, taken by Weber at the 8, 10. 15, got a little steam here, 20, and he's going to be drugged down around the ankles. Getting him from behind that time is going to be Kirby Poplin on the tackle. Weber actually wasn't just looking for blocks. He put his head down and took off that.
Yeah, took a couple more scores we haven't saw tonight. North Platte St. Pat 10, Perkins County 3 in the second, and Central Catholic 17, Gothenburg 7. There's a head scratcher there.
All right, here it's 26-0. Sargent midway through the second quarter, and Pleasanton back on the offense at their own 24. Janicek back to pass. Good protection. Throws it out here, and Horkey knocks it away. And here comes a late penalty flag, trying to get it to Cole Pritchard, and it looks like pass interference from about 20 yards away. The back judge throws the penalty flag here, and it's going to be a pass interference on Sargent.
Well, I think the back judge is just trying to warm his arm up or something down there because that was two people going after the football. Ridge Horkey goes straight up. There's no contact made from the angle above here, but nonetheless, it'll be first and 10 for Pleasanton.
You know, Sargent needed a break. They got one right there. The ball will be marked squarely at midfield. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs. They need something good, and by good, we mean points. 26-0.
Pleasanton's one that needs it.
Or Pleasanton, excuse me. These darn Bulldogs got us backed up again. Pleasanton on the ball. Back to pass, Janicek. Has time. Throws it deep. He's looking for Pace, and it is over Austin Pace. And incomplete. Back on the coverage is Casey Richards.
Now, that's one of those, you got a receiver running down there. You want to float the ball out to him, but that wind just pushes it well out of his reach, well over his head.
Well, we'll see what Pleasanton wants to do, Tony. I like the idea early of going deep because I think they had some matchups. But right now, the way Sargent is playing, I think you can run some stops, you can run some hooks, because Sargent's bringing pressure and Pleasanton's still keeping them out of there. Second down and 10. This time they'll put Pritchard in the slot left and the man to the right. Nickel swings out. There it is, over the middle for a little tight end pop pass to Cole Pritchard. Just a 5-yard gain, but it's third and 5.
Doug, what I'm wondering is, where is Garrett Reese right now? Well, he's down here on the bench right in front of us, but he's not playing offense right now.
Well, I think
that would be a favorable matchup.
But I think they're also trying to get maybe just some quicker kids out there. Also put some guys on the line, but get some quick kids out there that run four different guys. Pats, Weber, Nichols, Pritchard, both Pritchards. Mansfield out wide to the right on third and five. Janacek looks that way. Slant pass and Herring footsteps. Austin Pates didn't haul that one in. Let him just a little bit, but he looked right over his shoulder. He knew somebody was coming to lay the wood, and Horky was right there.
Yeah, it was actually Casey Richards on that side, number 22, coming right behind him. Had he caught it, he would have had to secure the football immediately because he would have been blasted.
So fourth and five, and Pleasanton will have to go for it here, you would think. Caleb Pritchard comes out of the ball game, and Pleasanton is going to call their second timeout. So backs against the wall, and it's going to be a long climb here. You don't ever want to have to try and play catch-up against the number two team in the state. And right now it's Sergeant 26 and Pleasanton nothing. 9:25 to go, first half. Pleasanton has the ball, fourth and five at the Sergeant 35 when we come back.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
Fourth down and five. Sergeant ready to go at the Sergeant 35 Pleasanton ball. And it's going to be a fake reverse. Clay Weber is nailed in the backfield. Sergeant was not fooled at all. Coming back there. Center Valfour made the tackle, and Tyke Kozel was right with him in a loss of four. So that will give it over to Sergeant on downs.
Yeah, good read on that play. Doug immediately in the backfield. They tried a little trickery and just blown up immediately. They were 4 yards in the backfield.
So at midfield, Sergeant will take over looking for more. In control of this football game, 26 to nothing. Here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Couple of surprises going on out there, including at halftime on ESPN Radio. Overton only leading Axtell 6-0 at halftime. Right now, first and 10, Penske out wide to the right. They'll turn, they'll hand it to the fullback, Kozel, and he'll get a couple before he is met there by the Pleasanton red and white. And it is Garrett Reese along with Cole Pritchard, a gain of two.
Doug, first time we've heard this score all night. Eustace Farnham 20, Bertrand 7. That is at the half there, so alma mater's not faring so well right now.
Well, I knew what was happening to mine today despite the great effort. It's like Pleasanton tonight. You know they're going to put the effort out there, but sometimes the other guys are just better, and right now Sargent isn't making any mistakes. Pleasanton has fumbled it three times in this football game, lost them all. Well, they've lost three. They fumbled at five. Back to pass, Fenske under pressure, throws deep. He's looking for Brady Sutton, and it's over his fingertips. First time he's went to Sutton tonight, and that time they had some pressure on Guy Fenske. And hit as he threw it and didn't get it on the money.
Yeah, Sutton down the field, though, had his man beaten, it would have been a real easy play had they been able to connect, you know, walk into the end zone. But, only four catches on the year for 49 yards, although he does have two touchdowns out of those four. So
that'll bring up third down and eight. Twins to the right side this time. And one man behind him, Fenske back to pass, swings it out here to Kozel. It is complete, 35-30, runs over a man, 25, and brought down at the 22-yard line by Aaron Winberg. First down and 10.
Well, that is some speed on the outside. You got a 200-pound frame, catches that ball, never did slow down, got the corner down the field. He just ran over Clay Weber before help arrived.
A 16-yard swing pass out to Ty Kozel. Coach Mike Kozel telling me before the ball game, there's no need to bring it up the middle when they blitz all the time. We want to get it to the outside, and they've done a good job of that. This time they will run it off right tackle, and that's Fenske busting off one man at the 15, down to the 10, and he's going to be dropped at the 8-yard line. First and goal, 15 top yards for Jed Fenske. So many weapons for Sargent.
Yeah, on the field there, Pates along with Reese bring him down, but Fenske, you know, we talked about, you know, we saw Zach Maloney, how low to the ground he runs for Kearney High. You know, these kids run very low to the ground. They're trying to go at his legs. They're hitting him in the shoulder pads. He's that low to the ground.
Now, all you have to do is go back to the playoff game between these two teams last year. We said, you know what, if Sargent was healthy, a lot of people would be in trouble. Well, here they are. They're going to go three wide, first and goal, ball at the 8-yard line. They'll send a man in motion, Sutton, come to the right side, pitch it to Koshal. Koshal at the 6, steps out of one tackle to the 3 and down to the 2-yard line.
Doug, Ryan Moser's just locked up, just absolutely locked up Lucas Mills, and there's a flag right in the middle of the field, right at his feet.
So that will be the 6th penalty of the game on Sargent. And, Tony, that is the 4th penalty for 50 yards during the second quarter. A personal foul, a pass interference, and 2 holds on Sargent. So they're even overcoming these penalties right now.
Yeah, you know, and that's something obviously down the road when you're looking at big playoff games, when you get, you know, the competition gets narrowed down here in D2, especially if you're looking at the state final matchup, if this is a cream of the crop of the West with a Howells team, you are going to have to eliminate those mistakes.
And the ball moved back to the 21-yard line. That's where it'll be first down and goal from the 21 now after the holding penalty, because the hold did occur behind the line of scrimmage. So really an 11-yard loss on that. Instead of second and goal at the 3, it's first and goal back at the 21. So at least a challenge presented here for the Sargent offense. They've liked to run Guy Fenske in these long yardage situations. 3 wideouts and Koshal behind Guy Fenske. Here comes Sargent with pressure. Quick little slant pass, and it's beat down by Caden Sweeter. Sweeter got a hand on it.
Yeah, good job. You know, they're always preaching that, you know, get your hands up. And that time, that could have been helped a big play right there. Instead, it goes to the ground, and now Sargent's on their heels. Pleasant, good job of holding them out this time.
3:26 to go in the second quarter of play. Sargent 26 and Pleasanton nothing. Sargent has it second and goal at the Pleasanton 21-yard line here. This time they go back to the double tight end set. Fenske back to pass, looking to send it down the field, but he throws it out instead to Jed Fenske, who makes one man miss, makes two man miss. He'll get inside the 15-yard line and down to about the 13. Boy, they're making a lot of guys miss, aren't they, Tony?
Yeah, they really are elusive runners on the outside once they get out there. Like, I got to think right now that something, you know, we mentioned the flu bug going around this school. Garrett Reese is not himself tonight. He has not played offense on the last possession. He had a chance to make a big hit out there, and, you know, he makes that hit any other game that we saw him play, and he did not make it there.
Third and goal at the 13. Sargent wants to come again. Fenske back to pass. Has time now. Tucks it up and run. Gets to the 10. Gets to the 5. And Reese brings him down at the 2. Fourth and goal at the 2. An 11-yard run. And that is what is, I mean, there's so many dangerous things, but Guy Fenske has done that 3 or 4 times tonight.
Well, yeah, you can get down the field and think 2, 3, 4 seconds. Okay, we got him covered. This is pretty cool. All of a sudden you turn around and Fenske's down there about ready to go into the end zone.
They're going to put it inside the 2, closer to the 1. Fourth and goal now for Sargent. Pleasanton would like to find a way to guess right and make the play here. Power eye formation, and Sargent is going to call a timeout. It is their first timeout of the ball game, so they're going to discuss it again. Mike Koshal saw the defense that Pleasanton lined up in, and it's fourth and goal just outside the 1 for Sargent. 2:14 to go in the first half. The Bulldogs are already up on Sargent 26 to nothing, or on Pleasanton 26 to nothing. We'll be right back.
You deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids' menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
Doug Duda along with Tony Davis back here at Sargent, where the number 2 team, not those Sargent Bulldogs, leading the 9th-ranked 8 Pleasanton Bulldogs by a score of 26 to nothing with 2:14 to go in the first half, and they're knocking on the door. It's 4th and goal at the 2. Sargent calling it out to set up this play.
Hey, Doug, if folks out there listen to the game tonight, want to hear the Doug and Daddy show tomorrow, Paul Rhodes, the head coach at Iowa State, going to be on, along with Chris Kutulak from the TVG Network, talking about Breeders' Cup with us. So that should be great.
11 o'clock on ESPN 1460 and 1550. They go 3 wideouts here on 4th and goal at the 2. Man in motion. Fenske, quarterback draw, untouched, touchdown. Sargent, Guy Fenske on the quarterback keeper. You really wouldn't even call it a draw, Tony, because he didn't step backwards.
No.
Half count, came straight forward. Pleasanton was spread out trying to cover the man in motion. The three wideouts looking at Kojal, the eye back, and another touchdown for Guy Fenske.
But you said it. He hesitated just long enough for everything else to work like it's supposed to. Then he walks in the end zone.
So now they line up to go for the extra point kick, and Kike Kojal will put this one up. And it is good. So with 2:11 to go in the first half, Sargent doing what a lot of people thought that they have could do and would do to most of their opponents this year, and they're doing it to a real good Pleasanton team. They lead it 33-0. We'll be back with the kick in 30 seconds.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors, and they can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. Pleasanton Meat Processing says, tear them up, Bulldogs!
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Thanks for staying with us for high school football on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, and Lewis. And the World Wide Web, as always, KKPR.com. What a great job tonight by Sargent. You know, Tony, they've really blown out everybody they've played. They hope to get more competition. And had Sargent and Pleasanton not been turning it over all the time, they've made some nice plays, haven't really been able to sustain drives, though they're hitting hard, I think. But, wow, it's almost like you have to guess once in a while here. As the kick is going to go out of bounds from Tyke Kojal, and so Pleasanton's going to get their best starting field position of the night here with one timeout, the wind at their back, 2:11 to go here in the first half, plenty of time, and they're going to take that football, or are they going to make them re-kick? Well, it looks like they're lining up to make them re-kick. I suppose they know that Tyke Kojal can't get it into the end zone, and if he did, it would be a whale of a kick. But back him up five more, and kicking into this wind, been around 20 to 25 mile an hour most of the night.
Yeah.
Still about that strong.
I was going to say with gusts of 32.
So that'll move the ball back to the 25 for Kojal to boot it away. And they'll try it again. Back deep, Clay Weber and Jason Nichols. They stand back at about their 7-yard line and we'll boot it away again. Let's see if some excitement can go here. It's been middle return every time. And the boot is away. It's high. It's short.
Somebody
and it's on the ground. And a fight for it. Who's going to win the wrestling match here? Clay Weber. I don't know if he got it or not. Oh, coming in late. Boy, Tyler Veers, I thought, was going to get it. Jason Nichols got it. He was one of those that was late arriving to the party, Tony, and crashed in there and covered the ball at the 25-yard line. So almost disaster again.
Well, had Sargent, I think, been paying any attention at all, they would have jumped on that ball. They didn't really know what to expect. It was one of those things you don't see very often. Good backspin on the ball.
So now back to passes. Janicek, first and 10. Pump fake hit as he throws. They're going to call it incomplete. Going to call it incomplete as Brett Mahler came through there and got a hit right on the midsection there. The quarterback, Janicek, again. It's really just one-on-one. Pleasanton's not been sending multiple receivers down the field because they need protection.
Doug, right now, Garrett Reese finds himself the lone man sitting on the bench. He does not feel good. I haven't got confirmation that he's got the flu, but he is trying to put fluids in his body, but he is not moving like the Garrett Reese we saw all year.
Trainer John Ullman over here talking to him to see what's going on. Second down and 10 at their own 25. Janicek drops the shotgun snap, has time, now hit from behind and goes down. The first sack for Tanner Balfour back at the 20-yard line.
I think, you know, 2-11 here, yeah, you'd like to go down and score. That's fine if you want to dink and dunk and try and make a big play here, but I think disaster can happen, too. I might get this thing to halftime and kind of try and regroup a little bit.
Well, and Sargent's going to get the ball first in the second half. Third down and 14 now back at their 21-yard line. Janicek under center, drops back to pass, has a little time, throws out there. He overthrows Pritchard, and it is intercepted. We are waiting for somebody to make a call, and Casey Richards makes a great, great pick as he came back against his body to pick it off at the Pleasanton 37-yard line, the fourth Pleasanton turnover.
Well, that was wild. The ball was thrown behind Richards, and he tries to go out there. Legs come out from under him, but still he's got enough concentration to get the ball to bring the ball down.
That was one where his elbows hit the ground, but the ball never did, and good concentration. First and 10. Simply turn and hand it off to Fenske. He will fight hard, roll over the pile, get across the 35, down to the 34-yard line. A gain of three there for Jed Fenske, and I think Coach Mike Koshel's not going to do anything crazy right now. A minute 10, he's going to run it, and if they bust one, they bust one, but they're already up 33 to nothing. Split out wide to the right is Jed Fenske. Split out wide to the left is Brady Sutton. And Fenske will be in the shotgun with Koshel behind him. Jed Fenske in motion. Up the field he comes on the option. The quarterback keeps it. Counterplay. 30. Gets to the left side. Good block by Sutton. 25-20. Down the sideline. 15-10. Makes it back to the middle of the field and dances into the end zone for a Sargent touchdown. 34 yards for Guy Fenske, who made a couple of real nifty moves.
We had great blocking on the outside. And Doug, I think you called the name of it, but somebody just absolutely ties up. Brady Sutton, number one, is exactly who it was. Great block on the outside that sprung that. That allows him to break away, and then one guy to miss and made him miss, and then he walks to the end zone again yet tonight.
And Sargent now lines up to try the extra point kick. They had not enough guys on the field, so somebody runs in there, and now Sargent will burn a timeout. We'll keep it here and give you some scores. But, Tony, the one thing that this does is now we'll start that second half with a running clock. And the ball game is kind of now it's gotten away from Pleasanton. When you came out with the momentum and with the 1-2 and they you could tell they wanted to. They didn't come out flat, but boy, you turn it over on the second possession, you turn it over on the third possession, you turn it over on the fifth possession, you turn it over again right before the half, and all that the Pleasanton's or Sargent's trying to do is really run the clock out. But they use their athleticism, they break a long run, they score again. And it is turned in from a 12-0 first quarter lead, 39-0 now with the extra point pending before half.
Yeah, that was something you knew you had to have some turnovers to stay in this game, but Sargent had to give them to you. You could not give them to Sargent. Doug, this is a crazy game going on our sister station, 14-60 and 15-50. Axtell has tied Overton at 6 apiece in a game that we saw earlier in the year, which Overton just blasted Axtell.
50-15 on that night where they threw it all over the field. Now we're ready for the extra point attempt, and it is on the way by Koshel, and it is up, and it is good. A good job there by Kirby Pomplin, handling the snap that was actually snapped behind him. So with 44 seconds before the half, it's Sergeant 40, Pleasanton nothing. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9. 44 seconds to go in the first half. And Tyke Koshel, who's always a busy guy here, Sergeant, is ready to boot it away again after getting the 40th point on the board. Here's a high kick. Nichols settles under it, takes it at the 7. Going to try the right side. 10. Finds a little seam. 15. Jumps over a man. 20. And the last man to get him at the 23 is the kicker, Tyke Koshel. He lost his balance, and Tyke just kind of had to shove him down. And it'll be first down and 10, Pleasanton.
Yeah, it's amazing watching Koshel get in and out of the kicking shoe and get his other shoe back on. It'll only be out about a play here at the most. 40 to nothing, Doug. I think a lot of people thought that Sargent was a heavy favorite in this game, but I think a lot of people would have figured a final of this game would have been 50-25 or something of that, or not 40-0 at the halftime.
Well, Sargent this year, the points they've put up, 85, 59, 48, 69, 81, 57, 58, 55, and then last week 48, which tied for their lowest of the year. Here's a halfback pass. Jason Nichols going to throw it as far as he can. It's 1-on-4, and Richards is going to pick it off at the 30. Right side, 35, 40, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 35-yard line, and then Lucas Mills hit him late, and they've got to throw a penalty flag. The fifth turnover as Pleasanton decided to try a halfback pass. The problem was Sargent was back in prevent.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Richards right there makes a nice over-the-shoulder catch. Then he comes back, gets it across midfield to the 35. They're going to have this thing first and 10 from the 20.
Well, Mills, I don't think, was sure whether he was inbounds or not, so he hit him. And now there's another discussion of what's going on here on the football field. Ricky Westland's talking to the referee here about something. Am I missing another flag back on the field somewhere? Let's find out. So it's a 15-yard personal foul penalty after the interception. And I would imagine Sargent might take a knee here. First down and 10 at the 20. In the old days, Tony, the 45-point rule where the game would have been over and you don't have to worry about anybody getting hurt, they would have tried to score here. I'm not sure that that's going to be what happens here. Guy Fenske lines up, and they move. So it wasn't going to be a knee. They weren't going to take a knee.
I think you might see a field goal here into this wind to see if the kid can make it here before half. So what you might see.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that either, because very rarely do you get an opportunity to test yourself out in game conditions like that.
Ricky Westland really down there, and Lucas Mills is getting an earful right now. And he came off pretty disgusted, and Ricky said, here's a teaching moment right now, down 40 to nothing, and he's going to use it.
There's frustration out there, and Lucas is a senior, and for all these seniors, they know now that this will be their last football game. First and goal at the first and 15, let's say, at the 25-yard line. And now we bring a new football into the ball game, just as they were lined up to go for things here. But Casey Richards with his second interception. And all five turnovers have ended up in Pleasanton territory. On first and 15 at the 25, Fenske turns, hands it off, and they'll give it to Jed, who fights for some yardage across the 25 and gets down to about the 22-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 3, and that will be the final play here of this first half, unless they call timeout to kick the extra point. Nope. The quarterback, Guy Fenske, says, here we go, let's head to the locker room. And Sargent couldn't be any happier than what they are right now. And we are at the half. Your score, the Sargent Bulldogs 40, the Pleasanton Bulldogs nothing. Usually they go to the sideline, to go to the end zone, Tony, to talk it over and huddle. And Coach Ricky Westland yelled at his kids and said, guys, we're going into the bus. Get out of this wind for a little bit. Sit down, have a little talk. And we'll talk about probably what will be going on in the second half with these guys in just a moment. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up, and we will be back with all the scores, the first half stats, and more right after this time out on Classic Hits.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says, go Dogs!
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to Sargent, where Sargent is doing what they have done all year long, and that is rolling the opposition. It is 40 to nothing over Pleasanton. Part of it, they're very good. Part of it, they're trying to avenge the losses last year to Pleasanton, who ended their season, and this Sargent football team showing everybody tonight what they have showed the hometown folks all season long. And it's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Coming up tomorrow and Friday, we've got high school volleyball here on Clap. And in that volleyball, it is district finals. Tomorrow night, D1 action from Elm Creek. Axtell will be taking on Bertrand at 7 o'clock. And then Friday from St. Paul, it will be Kearney Catholic in C15 action taking on O'Neill. O'Neill upset Ward last night in five sets. So a 500 ball club instead of a 22-7 ball club to take on Kearney Catholic on Friday. We'll run down a few more of these as well while I get a chance here. Let me pull up all the pairings in the high school volleyball. Class A going on tonight. Kearney High, Grand Island playing their games tonight. Class B finishes up over the next two nights as well. On Thursday, it's all Class D. In D1, it'll be Cedar Valley against Wheeler Central Chambers at Burwell High School. Axtell and Bertrand will be at Elm Creek, 7 o'clock. Sutherland will play Creek Valley. Windside will play Newman Grove. Howells will play Bancroft Rosalie. And Pawnee City will take on Exeter Milligan. In D2 tomorrow night, Lewis will play Ansley at Amherst, and it will be a 7 o'clock start there. The other game, Sterling versus Parkview Christian. Dodge takes on Hampton. Elkhorn Valley against Stewart. Brady against Wallace. And Mullen will take on Hayes Springs. Then coming up on Friday, the Class C, as we mentioned, in Class C1, Sandy Creek and Syracuse, two of the top five teams in the state, will be meeting at Seward at 7 o'clock. Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS, a district final at York at 7 o'clock. The Kearney Catholic O'Neill match here on KKPR, 7 o'clock at St. Paul. The other three matchups, Concordia against Bishop Newman, Hershey versus Ogallala, and Battle Creek versus Wisner-Pilger. And the C2 district volleyball finals tomorrow night, Ravenna takes on Atkinson West Holt in Burwell at 7 o'clock. Sutton will play Thayer Central at Friend at 7:30. Other C2 matchups tomorrow night, Lincoln Christian against Humboldt, Table Rock Steiner, Utan against Shelby Rising City, North Bend against Lutheran High, and Perkins County will be taking on Bridgeport. So the state volleyball tournament begins 1 week from tomorrow, and that will be going on, of course, in Hastings and Grand Island, C1, C2 in Hastings on Thursday, and then the rest in Grand Island Thursday and all the semifinals Friday and Saturday. So that's what's coming up in high school volleyball. The next round of the high school football playoffs is next Tuesday. A and B is coming up on Friday. And when we come back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, we'll look at the scores and we'll give you some finals from earlier today after this timeout.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here in Sargent, we're in the Battle of the Bulldogs. It is all Sargent. They have forced the turnovers. They are plus five here at halftime in the turnover margin. It is 40-0. Sargent leading. Let's go to the Valentino scoreline, home of the Grand Italian Buffet, coming before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Let me run down some of the finals that we had earlier today. And most of those were in Class D, but in C2, Ravenna saw their season come to an end. Unbeaten Crofton wins it by a score of 48-7 over the Blue Jays. In D1, it was South Loop over Kennesaw, 48-20. Alma beat Elgin Public and Pope John, 22-2. And Creighton blanked Arapaho, 44-0. In D2, it was Loomis scoring in the last 15 seconds and converting the only extra point of the entire game by either team. Loomis 19, O'Neill St. Mary's 18. Giltner blasted Bloomfield 52-12, and Howells rolls Sterling by a score of 44-6. And Tony, what else do we have? Hold on, Tony. Had a little technical difficulty there with your mic, so let's fix that. Now go ahead.
Overton is taking a 14-6 lead over Axtell in the third quarter. Mullen, a 40-12 winner over Brady earlier. St. Pat's, 31, Perkins County, 10. Grant, this game is bringing back some memories of my days playing Grant, 40-0 at halftime. So I wasn't on the 40 end of that one. St. Paul, 10. Boone Central, 6. That is in the middle of the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia, 35. Donovan Trumbull, 14. Late in the third. No big surprise there, maybe other than the fact that Donovan Trumbull's tacked on 2 touchdowns in that one. And Bergen, 31. Homewell Table Rock Steiner, 21.
Same pass leading Perkins County, 31-10, Tony.
Yep. Elwin Murdoch, 20. Tri-County, 6 at the half. Milford, 17. David City, 0. Norfolk Catholic, 14. Flatview, 3 in the second quarter. Sacred Heart, 22. Pawnee City, 16 in the second quarter. Bishop Newman, 14. Ashland Greenwood, 6 in the second quarter. Wahoo, 13. Lincoln Lutheran, 3 in the second quarter. And I believe that's all the scores we have for you.
All right, here it is 40-0. Sargent leading Pleasanton, and Sargent gets the ball to start the second half. They'll have that running clock with the 35-point or more lead, and so the second half might go quickly. And we'll break it down and give you some of the first half stats after we take another timeout. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Let's take a look at some of the first half stats for you here at Sargent. And first of all, for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, Jason Nichols, 4 carries, 13 yards, and he leads the team in rushing in this ball game. 4 carries, 11 yards, actually, and he leads the team in rushing. 4 carries for 3 yards for Clay Weber. Caleb Pritchard, 1 carry, 4 yards. The quarterback, Colin Janicek, 5 carries and negative 1 yard. 14 rushing attempts, 17 yards in the football game for Pleasanton. Through the air, Jason Nichols threw a halfback pass that was intercepted, and Colin Janicek is just 2 out of 8, 1 interception, and 34 yards through the air. So 34 through the air, 17 on the ground, only 51 yards of offense in the first half for Pleasanton. I've got him for 3 first downs, punted the ball twice for an average of 33.5 yards, 5 penalties for 40 yards, but of course the big number, the turnovers. 5 first half turnovers, 3 fumbles, and 2 interceptions. 2 of those fumbles were simply quarterback, fullback exchanges, not even sure that Janicek was doing anything but trying to ball fake, and he'd take a half step turn and throw it into his thigh of his fullback, and it ended on the ground. And every time that Pleasanton has had the ball hit the ground, Sargent has covered it. We'll take a look at the first half numbers for the Sargent Bulldogs right after this timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location in 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids' menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
And let's take a look now at the first half stats of this football game. for the Sergeant Bulldogs, and Jed Fenske, 13 carries, 71 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ty Kozel, 7 carries for 15 yards. Guy Fenske, 10 carries, 91 yards, and 3 touchdowns. They also had a team fumble for negative 4. So 31 rushing attempts, 173 rushing yards for Sargent in the football game's first half. Through the air, Guy Fenske hit his first three. He is 5 of 7. No interceptions, 1 touchdown, 91 yards through the air, 173 on the ground, 264 yards of offense on an 80-yard field in the first half here for Sargent. 10 first downs in the ball game, no turnovers, no punts, but 6 penalties for 60 yards in the first half here for Sargent, and that's something they're always looking for, something to clean up. That's probably the one thing they're looking to clean up. It has been a little bit of a problem this year for Sargent, and they've got 6 penalties for 60 yards here in the first half of this football game. Sargent came out, held Pleasanton, threw it out. There was a penalty that allowed them to get a first down on the side, so I guess it wasn't three and out, but they did make a punt on their first possession. And then they were stopped on fourth down in the Pleasanton territory after a nice punt return down to the 28-yard line, where the first 4 possessions of the game for Sargent started in Pleasanton territory. Guy Fenske, after Ty Kozel picked off the first pass of the ball game, took it at the 31-yard line, a 31-yard drive. Guy Fenske took it in from 4 yards out. Lucas Mills did block the extra point, 5:26 to go first quarter. It's 6-0. Then Jed Fenske recovers a fumble at the 18-yard line, back-to-back fumble recoveries. The first one was a fumble recovery, not an interception. Jed Fenske, a fumble recovery, and on the first play, an 18-yard pass from Guy Fenske to Jed Fenske. The kick no good, 4:06 to go in the first quarter. It's 12-0 Sargent, and that's the way the first quarter would end. Although Sargent had the ball to start the second quarter, and Jed Fenske took it in from 7 yards out, they made their first PAT with Ty Kozel. It's 19-0, 11:07 to go, second quarter. Then the third fumble loss for Pleasanton at the 9:50 mark. Jed Fenske gets his second straight fumble recovery, and with 6:16 to go, a 5-yard run by Jed Fenske, Kozel gets the kick and makes it 26-0, 2:11 to go, 2-yard run by Guy Fenske on fourth and goal at the 2. It was first and goal at the 21. They got it to the 2 and took it in. Kozel has the kick, 33-0. And then Casey Richards, an interception to set up a 34-yard Guy Fenske run. That was the halfback pass pick the second time around. Casey Richards picked off 2 in the last 2 minutes. And with the 34-yard run by Guy Fenske, it made it 40-0 once they added the kick. And so 40-0 your score here at the half. Sargent all over Pleasanton and in control of this football game. And we will take a timeout and be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors, and they can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. Pleasanton Meat Processing says, tear them up, Bulldog!
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Tony, any more scores to bring to us before we head into the third quarter?
Well, Doug, kind of a real surprising score that I think, you know, if you follow in all these playoffs, last week Milford, there's a first-round game. That was a 1 against a 16 seed, I believe. Well, tonight, Milford 17, David City 14. That is in the fourth quarter. I think that's turning a lot of people's heads. Bertrand getting blasted right now. 41 for Eustace Farnham, only 13 for the Vikes. They will end their season with 2 losses. Bergen 37, Humble Table Rock Steiner 27. That in the third quarter. King St. Cecilia 35, Donovan Trumbull 14. Pawnee City 24. Ball City 22 at the half, Overton 14, Axtell 6, that's in the fourth quarter. Mullen a final now, 40, Brady 12. Mullen will go to Loomis to meet them in the next round. So Loomis, a 19-18 winner earlier today.
Pierce
won with 15 seconds remaining in that ballgame.
Last check, Pierce was leading Ord 28-0, I believe it was, Tony, right before the half. So throw that to score out there as well. Friend beat Pender today, 28-22. And we're ready to get the second half underway here. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits 98.9. The kickoff next.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dawgs.
And welcome back to Sargent, home of, you know, some Hall of Famers, Tony. I mean,
yes.
There's a lot of Hall of Famers here. You know, Tim Manline, owner, is here watching the alma mater just dominate.
He owns Five Points Bank, I believe. He's there in Tarnia. One of the guys who knows that.
We want to thank Tim for his hospitality here this evening as Sargent gets ready to handle the second half kickoff. And, you know, Tony, I'm sure the speech from Ricky Wessel is, let's go have some fun. We know this game is over. Seniors, this is it for you. Let's go out the right way and play a second half hard and maybe see if we can hang with Sargent here in the second half since it didn't happen in the first.
And you already said the bad word. The bad news for Pleasant is Sargent's going to get the ball first here, and they're ready to kick it off.
Don't forget, at the end of the night, it is our scoreboard show, the Friday night scoreboard show playoff edition. As we see Sargent back to receive it, the ball will be kicked away, and Clay Weber tries the sidelines, and it's going to dance down the sidelines. It won't go out, so picked up there by Penske at the 5-10. Flatterow down the sideline, and he's going to return the kickoff. And Sargent is able to pick up where they left off on a 77-yard kickoff return for Jed Penske, who never had to move from that right sideline. I think everybody thought it was going to go out of bounds, and then he takes it and goes down the sidelines for the touchdown.
That's a problem in this eight-man game. Is when you got to get it to somebody with the playmaking ability of Fenske, he's going to make you pay every once in a while, and he certainly made Pleasanton pay for that one. Had angles on him down the sidelines, had good blocking down the sidelines, and then he just doesn't need that big of a lot of room to run, and he didn't have a lot of room to run, but he just scampered down the sideline for six.
Sargent is going to put in a bunch of second-teamers and line up to go for a two-point conversion here. And so the option play is going to be pitched behind the running back, Tyler Veers, and the conversion is no good. So, you know, we saw right before the start of the second half, kind of when the kids were in their warm-up period, Coach Mike Kozel came over and had a conversation with Ricky Wessel, and I know they've got respect for each other, but I'm not sure what that was all about, and you see that Sargent here just runs for a two-point conversion with a lot of second-teamers. They lead it 46-0, and we'll be back with the kick right after this.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back. You think that we were ready to kick it off one way, and now we're ready to kick it off again the other way, and just nothing that you can do to not put Saul here in the Pleasanton wounds as Sargent will kick it away here and a high kick taken at the 5-yard line by Clay Weber. Got a couple of good blocks, 15, 20, and he'll stumble across the 25-yard line and be touchdown there by Tyke. First Bulldog at the 26-yard line, and it'll be interesting to see how long Sargent plays their starters here. Again, Coach has said this is one of his concerns. They had to play in the fourth quarter all year long. And eventually, sometime that's going to happen. And if not, it'll be the most impressive run through the season that we've ever seen. I mean, you just don't do that.
Well, no, you don't do that. And, it's a dilemma that you've got. You've got to play and make sure you're in game shape when you are faced with four quarters of football.
Well, let's see what Pleasanton does. First and 10. They'll turn. They'll hand it off. Nichols on the left side. Nice move. 35-40 into the secondary. One man to beat. He's got a good block from Cole Pritchard. 20, 15, 10. And he's going to be pushed out of bounds inside the 10-yard line at about the 8. And Jason Nichols with a great run against the first-team defense of Sergeant.
I was just going to say, there's Petufenskis, there's Mosier, there's Koziel. Yeah, they're all out there. Rich Horkey's out there. Yeah, that is a first-team defense, and that's a great play for Pleasanton. First one time you can say that all night, I think, other than maybe the one long pass in the first half.
A 48-yard run from their own 26 all the way down to the 8-yard line. In fact, that might be 56. I'll double-check the first down and goal anyway for the first time tonight for Pleasanton. 2 minutes in the backfield, option play. The pitch is behind Weber, and Weber can't get on it, and Sargent has covered it. The sixth turnover of the night, and Sargent covers it with Tanner Balfour.
Doug, you go back to Weber bringing back that kickoff. When Ty Koziel tackled him, he came off and actually had his helmet off for just a minute. He was bent over trying to stretch out a leg. I'm not sure he's 100%. He's going to stay out there and play defense right now, but I think he's hurting.
Now, that's a killer right there, and it's not like Sargent's been shutting everybody out this year. It wasn't a source of pride to keep him out of the end zone, just to fumble the sixth of the ball game and a simple handoff over the right side, and Tyke Koziel is going to get a yard.
Yeah, this just been, you know, everybody saw the Nebraska-Texas game where you didn't think anything else could go wrong. Well, this is kind of been one of those games with Pleasanton Bulldogs. This deal has just absolutely snowballed from the opening kickoff until now.
46-0, Sargent with the lead, 9.5 and counting here in the third quarter with that continuous clock. Second down and 9 here for Sargent after the fumble recovery by Tanner Balfour. And the pitch goes behind the eye back, and it is loose back inside the 5-yard line. Sargent looks like they have covered it, though.
Yeah, it's going to be Jed Horkey covering that football, Doug. He's covered him when Pleasanton fumbled. He covers him when his own team fumbles. Or Jed Finsky, excuse me. Number 3 comes out of there. They're going to mark him about the 2-yard line, so it's going to be third and pack your lunch here.
So a loss on the play of about 7 yards. And really, they fumbled it on their first series of the ball game, made an errant pitch, and that was kind of the same deal. But with no turnovers in the ball game.
Obviously kicking into the wind has went down now about halftime from what it was. Well, if you don't see the trees over beyond the Sargent bench moving like they were.
They'll put Penske in a little bit of a situation. We're going to have a delay of game here as the back judge throws his flag. And that delay of game will move it about a yard and bring up second and 23, the 1-yard delay of game penalty on Sargent.
Well, that time they had Jed Finsky split wide to the left, and Clay Weber was going out there walking. He's still walking gingerly. I know he's not 100%. I guess Judge Staff sees that.
They split Jed Finsky way out here to the outside, and nobody had covered him, and so Pleasanton is going to call a timeout. So not a good flow to the start of this third quarter of play. The opening kickoff was run back by Sargent, then a 48-yard run by Pleasanton, and on the next play they lose a fumble, and it comes right back over to Sargent. And so with 7:54 to go here in the third quarter of play, it's all Sargent, 46-0, and we'll be back after this timeout.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Doug Duda, Tommy Davis, and our Stacey Johns with you. It's Wednesday night, a football playoff action, and it is back at the 1-yard line here for Sargent after an errant pitch. Second down and about 23 yards to go, but they're okay. They're up 46-0. Penske rolls to his right, wants to throw across the middle. He's got a man wide open. It's Jed Penske, and he's behind everybody. How about a 79-yard touchdown pass to add on for the Sargent Bulldogs? They've done it all, led by the Penske boys tonight.
Well, immediately when he was split out wide to the right, when Pleasanton called the timeout, you mentioned, well, nobody was covering Finsky. Well, yeah, there's a couple players for Sargent you might not need to cover. Maybe one's Ryan Mosier. Otherwise, everybody else, you better get somebody on him. And when you don't cover Jed Finsky, he's going to take you a long, long way, 79 yards for a score.
Just when it looked like Pleasanton was going to be able to get on the board, they turn it over for the sixth time. And again, Sargent cashes it in, and it is 52-0. And here comes Tyke Kojal to attempt the extra point kick. And the snap is good. The kick's on the way, and it is blocked. And coming through to block that extra point is going to be Aaron Winberg. So that's the second time tonight that Pleasanton has come through to block an extra point. So that shows you right there, Tony, that they're still hustling on the Pleasanton side. But Sargent just is a great football team. At least tonight they're showing that, and they have through the first 10 weeks. 7:36 to go, third quarter. Sargent 52 and Pleasanton nothing. We'll be right back.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
And we're ready to kick it off again here as Sergeant will tee it up. The boot is going to be a low one, and it is caught and stepping out of bounds, Clay Weber. Well, the penalty flag comes down. Maybe he didn't touch it beforehand.
No, he booted it out of bounds. So I think they're going to call him for an illegal kick. I mean, it's one of those. If the ball's rolling around down there, he unintentionally kicked the ball straight out of bounds. Is what he did.
And the flag is setting at about the 7-yard line.
I'm sure this official's never had to make this call, and I'm sure he's going, well, how do we do that? Because they're
having, I've seen it on TV once.
Yeah, the one official showed him how to make the indication for the penalty.
Illegal touching.
Okay.
Illegal touching, and that'll back it up to between the 3- and the 4-yard line, and that's where Pleasanton will start here. 7:21 to go, and say continuous clock, but with the touchdowns already rolling across, we haven't had much of a chance to do that. So it'll be first down and 10 here for Pleasanton, and the ball will be marked back at the 3-yard line.
Well, Doug, you go back, yeah, they're going to mark this inside the three-yard line, so Pleasanton's in the shadows of their own goal here.
So it'll be first down and 10 for the Bulldogs. Back to pass, Janicek, slant pattern, Pritchard, caught, dropped, it's dislodged. And I think knocking that one out of there, you had Casey Richards and Jed Finsky right there, knocked the ball loose.
Yeah, Brady Sutton, number one, Doug, it was, I think, the first guy there that actually made the hit, but those guys are all three right there. They know Pleasant's going to have to go to a passing attack now, and it's pretty easy picking to sit back there. When they're running slants and hooks and things of that nature, keep everybody in front of you and keep playing defense.
At the end of three, Grand Island Central Catholic leads Gothenburg 17-14. Pawnee City leads Fall City Sacred Heart 30-22. Milford leads David City 24-14 late in the fourth. St. Cecilia has gone final 42-14 over Donovan Trumbull. On the first play, they'll give it off to Clay Weber. Didn't get anything on the pass. This one, not much there either for Weber. Got back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third and 10.
Now, Jed Finsky just fires through there untouched, wraps him up, drops him immediately.
Try and get you some other scores from the finals earlier today. A bunch of those that we're going to bring along to you. So stay with us, and I'm going to pass those along to you after this play. Third down and 10 at their own. Janicek from the end zone. Going to throw it. He's trying to go to the outside, and it is incomplete. Looking for Pritchard, cover back there by Casey Richards, and the pass is incomplete. Pierce 42 or nothing in the third quarter. Also, let's go back up to some of the finals as we scroll up the board here.
It was. St. Paul's 10 and the Boone Central 6. That's now in final. They advance.
It was Ogallala over Gordon Rushville, 28-12. The punt is away here with the wind at the back. Back to take it at the 37-yard line is going to be Jed Pitts, 35-30, 25-20, and finally pushed out of the 17-yard line. Really wasn't even hit till he got to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, that's with the wind at the back, so they wouldn't have thought maybe they got a better punt off, but then Fenske just turns it down, and now the sergeant's in business again. Yeah, they're going to put in a whole bunch of second team kids, at least up on that line. Big number 77 comes in for the Bulldogs, and Trevor Sievert, 320-pound senior, up on the nose tackle position.
Guy Fenske stays in at quarterback on first down and 10. He will turn and hand it off to his eye back, which is Tyler Veers. And Veers is going to make it to the 15-yard line, the 16-yard line, a gain of a couple.
You know, one thing really, you know, it's disappointing tonight. You can just see that Garrett Reese over on the bench by himself just is not himself tonight, does not feel good. And
second down and 7 here for Sergeant, 4:20 to go. Don't forget our scoreboard show, Platte River Prep scoreboard show, playoff edition coming up after the ball game. Kojal still in as the fullback. Now they change the eye back up, and they will hand it to the eye back, Casey Richards, who comes over the left side and works his way down to the 10-yard line, a gain of 5.
Nichols and Mills both there to bring him down. Good tackle on the outside of that.
First quarter, it was 12-0. Then at halftime, it was 40-0. Sergeant ran the opening kickoff back to start the second half, then recovered a fumble at the 8 after Pleasanton got their deepest penetration of the night. And then a penalty and a fumble back to their own 1, and they hit a 79-yard touchdown pass. 3rd and 2. They'll hand it off to Tyke Kojal, and he is going to come forward, but should be short, get just a yard across the 10 to the 9. They need to get to the 8. It'll be 4th and 1.
Yeah, good job by the defensive line up there. That was number 77 for point of attack, Trevor Sievert, for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, slowing that play down where he could get some help.
So it'll be 4th and 1 here. For Sergeant, leading it 52-0 with 3:10 and counting. ESPN 1460 has a great game going on between Overton and Axtell. And we'll give you more scores in a moment here on 4th and 1. Kojal is the only man behind Guy Fenske. Long count. Guy's going to keep it himself off the left side. Squeaks through there and gets all the way into the end zone. That play has worked all night long. A 9-yard touchdown run for Guy Fenske. His 4th rushing touchdown of the night. And gives him 100 yards on the ground.
Yeah, Fenske just so very fast at that point of attack. You think you've got an angle on him, and he just all of a sudden cuts back and walks in again. That's about the 3rd time tonight he just absolutely walked into the end zone untouched.
Sometimes he just goes right up over his center. That time he did take a stagger step to the left before cutting up the field. And now they will line up for the extra point. They're going to go for 2 here with a whole bunch of second teamers. Poplin is the quarterback. Pleasant is going to bring everybody, but we've got a penalty flag first, and it looks like a delay of game coming up here again. That was thrown by the back judge. So a delay of game here will back them up to about the 7 for the extra point.
So you go to halftime, the 2 coaches out on the field talking there. I think Mike Koziel probably came out and said, "Ricky, I got to play my kids." I think you're exactly right on that. I got to play my kids in the 3rd quarter. Ricky said, "Hey, I understand. We should do a better job of stopping you. I'm sorry we couldn't put up a better challenge tonight." And both of them just kind of coming to a mutual agreement. You got to have, you know, it's playoff time. This is, you know, it's big boy football time, and you're trying to make a run at the state title. You got to have people in shape.
They'll still go for the 2-point conversion here. They'll just put Poplin in the shotgun. He wants to throw, throws it off to the right side, and throws it behind his intended receiver, Tyler Veers. So the 2-point conversion is no good. 2:54 to go in the 3rd quarter. Sergeant 58, Pleasanton nothing. We'll be right back.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Doug Duda and Tony Davis back with you here at Sargent. Great crowd out tonight, and they are seeing the best team in the West. I think all that's left to be proven is if Sargent's the best team in the state. They lead it 58-0.
Well, obviously people from the East are going to say, oh, no, wait a second. We've got the best team. They prove that every year in Howells. I don't know how – you know what? I thought last year the Giltner team that played Howells, I don't know how – I didn't think they'd match up very well.
As the kick is going to be booted away, and it is going to go – out of bounds, looks like inside the pylon, and now we'll see if Sargent has to kick it off again or if Pleasanton just goes ahead and takes the football. Tony, that's here is Sargent. They have been, Coach Koshel and his staff have been to a state final, but Howells has not been the opponent because Howells has been D1 the whole time. This first year they're in D2, and Sargent, they will make him kick it away again.
Look, you got to remember this Sargent team, and everybody's fired up about them. All these kids, for the most part, you know, you got Ridge Horky's a senior, but you look up and down, Brady Sutton's a senior. But the Fenske boys are juniors. Ty Koziel's a junior. Tanner Balfour's a junior. Brett Mahler's a junior. Ryan Mosier, the 295, wink, wink, nod, nod in your program, he's a sophomore. This team's going to be around next year. Should be the big year for them.
Well, they're ready to kick it away again, and it looks like Jack Gibbons is going to be the man to boot it away, and this one will be returnable, taking it about the 14-yard line. 15 running into the back of his own men, now looking for somewhere to go as Lucas Mills, and gets into the second, 30, 35, 40, and he'll be brought down at the 35, 33-yard line of Sargent. Kang tackled there by Fenske and Veers and also Sutton and Grady McIntosh.
Well, they go back into, everybody kind of runs in that bunch, and here Mills comes out with the ball, kind of confused everybody on the kickout team for a minute until they were able to run him down.
A final on the Valentino's hotline, Overton 21, Axtell 6. In the fourth, Central Catholic leads Gothenburg 24-14, and after three, Norfolk Catholic leads Platteview 28-3. First down and 10, pitch play on the option. It was going to be a halfback pass again, I think, and Nichols just never got the ball, and he is going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage at the 39-yard line, a loss of 6.
Yeah, they're trying to get that ball to Cole Pritchard down the field, but running step for step was Grady McIntosh on the outside. So I don't think that play, had it gotten away and they'd been able to throw a pass, it would have been a Hail Mary variety with a defensive back and a receiver both going up for it one-on-one.
You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Sergeant Pleasanton. Janicek wants to keep it himself. Right side, nowhere to go. Dives forward, got a yard.
Yeah, they try that play. You know, you run that play all year with the success Pleasanton has. Then you get into a game in the playoffs, and there's just been nothing there all night long. It's got to be really frustrating.
Jason Nichols will run the ball, will run the play in. Third down, going to call it 16 yards to go at the Sargent 38-yard line. Out of that tie-dye formation, no wideouts. Janicek back to pass, looking for his tight ends. Going to throw it down the middle. He's looking for Pates. The ball is tipped and incomplete. After it was tipped in the air, Pates shoved away the safety Ridge Horky to make sure he couldn't pick it off. And that'll bring up fourth down.
Yeah, you know, that's another one. They got two receivers going out. He locks on one, throws it up there. Pates tries to make a play on it, but once again, the coverage is just too good down the field.
So that'll bring up fourth down. Sargent will go for it. And the Bulldogs just wishing the clock right now would probably move a little bit quicker. As split out wide to the left side is going to be Cole Pritchard. They will put Caleb Pritchard, wing right. Janicek back to pass, trying to set up a screen, and there is nobody there. And he'll just have to throw it away, and it will be Sargent taking over on downs. As the third quarter, with that continuous clock, will run out and we won't snap it again here in the third quarter of play. It is all Sargent. Sargent 58 and Pleasanton nothing. And they actually have stopped the clock here to change footballs. Let's see if they roll it now. Yeah. So now we can go to the fourth quarter. 58-0 Sargent. Back with more football after this. Timeout on Classic Hits.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location in 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
We believe you deserve That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton, with features including a kids' menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis, ready to go into the fourth quarter of play here on Classic Hits 98.9 to the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. A whole new crew of Sergeant Bulldogs come in, leading it 58-0. Kirby Poplin will be the quarterback, first and 10 at their own 38-yard line. Toss sweep. Pleasanton leaves all their first-teamers in there, and they just snow under Tyler Veers for about a 6-yard loss.
There's a pursuit to the outside. It's Pleasanton. That's what you saw if you've been a Pleasanton Bulldog fan all year long in the competition they've faced. More plays like that instead of the one you three quarters of this game.
Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Musco Sports postgame show with all the final statistics, and then we'll send you back to the studios for the Friday night scoreboard show playoff edition. On second down and 16, the offset eye, pitch play right side. Veers makes a man miss. Got about a yard before being drugged down by Caleb Pritchard. We'll call it third and 15.
Yeah, Caleb Pritchard's, you know, him and Garrett Reese have been the two leading tacklers for this ball club all year long. And they're around the football, and he shows once again, he just fires through there. One-on-one tackle, you know, we saw so much gang tackling earlier tonight out of Sergeant. That's a one-on-one tackle on the outside. It's a good tackle by Pritchard.
Mark Dickerson, Austin Hansen among those that are in the ball game. Zeb Stepka for Sergeant on third and 15. Poplin, hard count, turns, hands it off over the right side, and just getting what he can is Tyler Veers to the 36-yard line. It'll bring up fourth down and 12, a gain of three.
And, you know, and now you got your punting team that you've used all 50 times this year, so you send the varsity punter punting unit back out there.
It is the first time that they would have to punt if they elect to punt ball game. And as you said, Tony,
they punted 9 times this year.
Made Andy McCarter an all-state punter, didn't it, for Overton? Rich Horkey is the punter, and the snap is low, picks it up, kicks it away, and boots it very, very high, and it's going to be let go there by Pleasanton's Derek Tolles and bounce out of bounds somewhere around the 8-yard line. And that's where Pleasanton will take over, have that win behind him, and pretty good punt that time.
Yeah, and if you're Pleasanton, you're thinking, well, maybe we get a return on one, maybe they'll kick it out of bounds. No, the high kick goes out of bounds at the 7. So once again, poor field position to start another drive.
37-yard punt, no return. 9:35 rolling here in the ball game, and Pleasanton comes over the football. First down and 10, Janicek turns, hands it left side, trying to get some room around the corner and pushed out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Could be close to a first down here.
Oh, he's well past the head, Doug.
Jason Nichols was the man that carried the ball. In fact, they say he got out to about the 22-yard line, so a gain of 15.
Yeah, Rich Horkey runs him out of bounds over there. So good pickup on the outside for the Pleasanton Bulldogs.
First down and 10. They'd like to get on the board here before this contest is over. They've been inside the red zone once tonight. And a fullback dive, they give it to Pritchard. Pritchard fights his way up to the 30, into the 31-yard line, close to another first down, a gain of 9 for Caleb Pritchard, his second carry of the night.
Bertrand has now scored late, but it's 48-19. Eustace Farnham, that one just about over. Pierce taking it to Ord late as well.
Turn, hand it off to Nichols off the left side, 35, 40 into Sergeant territory, 35, and pushed out of bounds by Kirby Poplin at the 32-yard line, and a plus 10 first down.
Yeah, they found something on that left side, a matchup they like, and I think the matchup is Cole Pritchard out there leading the blocking, or Caleb number 54 leading the blocking.
Six 15-yard gain, and Pleasanton hustles up to the line of scrimmage at the Sergeant 32. They'll turn on the counter and give it to Clay Weber. Left side again, 25, and he's going to be met there by Casey Richards and brought down at the 24-yard line. Seven more as the first team of Pleasanton moving it on the Sergeant's second team defense.
Well, it's something good to see. Pleasanton still playing very hard against a lot of those starters back out there. Clay Weber limps off the field. He's really giving it his all tonight.
58 to nothing. Sergeant all over this one tonight. Back to pass is going to be Janicek. He's got time. Throws it underneath, and it's going to be caught at the 15. Down to the 10 and close to the 5 and down to about the 2-yard line. First and goal, hauled in by his main receiver, Cole Pritchard, a gain of 22.
Yeah, good job of floating that ball out there to Pritchard. Had an outside position, a guy well behind him, but to use his body, came down to the football, and then just about got in the end zone.
First and goal at the 2. They'll turn. They'll hand it to Weber off the right side, and he doesn't get in. Sergeant sold out on that one, and the tackle is made by Richards and Devine.
With the flag down right at the point of attack. It's got to be a face mask.
Referee backs up and tells us a personal foul, blow to the head on Sergeant, and that's going to be a 1-yard penalty, and it'll make it first and goal at the 1.
Well, yeah, it'll still be first down here, Doug, and they'll be inside the 1, like you said. I didn't see the blow to the head. Must have came late, but official right there fires the flag in there.
So the ball's at the 1. Pleasanton hoping to get in the end zone for the first time. They put the eye to the right side of the quarterback. They'll give it to Nichols up the middle. He'll stretch the football towards the goal line, and he is not signaled yet. They say no. Second and goal at the 1.
I think that official was saying, I want to be like those guys on Saturday, make that call. Fire one in there, blow to the head deal.
6:30, the continuous clock, 58-0. Sergeant, second and goal at the 1 for Pleasanton. Janicek just comes up under center, turns, hands it off Clay Weber, and he'll walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Pleasanton, and they're on the board. Second round playoff game.
Well, they found a play. It looked to be the same play. They've been running the left side, they're on the right side that time, and Weber walks in for 6.
And they will attempt the extra point. Trotting out there is Ridge Neal. Janicek is the holder. And the extra point attempt coming up here for Pleasanton. Neal has been standing on the sideline all night hoping to get this opportunity. And the kick is away. He's got plenty of leg, and he hammers that one through. 6:18 to go in the ballgame. Sergeant 58, Pleasanton 7. And we'll be right back.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors, and they can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. Pleasanton Meat Processing says, tear them up, Bulldogs!
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9. Sergeant will get to play Eustace Farnham in the state quarterfinals. And that's on the road. Sergeant getting the raw deal of being the fourth seed here, even though they're unbeaten. Eustace Farnham had the 1 loss, but they beat Bertrand tonight 48-19. So Sergeant will head to Eustace Tuesday in the state quarterfinals. I guess the good thing about that is it'll guarantee them a semifinal game here at home, whether it's Mullen or Loomis. And they've already thumped Mullen, and we'll see what happens. Mullen was really the only team with a solid record until tonight that they had played this year. So Ridge Neal puts it on the tee, and Pleasanton ready to boot it away here. And Ridge is just going to hit a soccer-style kick that they'll watch sail, bounce, and go into the end zone. And a touchback here. Sergeant will have it first and 10 at their own 15, leading it 58-7. And the clock will run as soon as they spot it with 6:18 to go. Trevor Seifert comes in defensively. But still a lot of the first-teamers out there. William Gibbons, Here comes Derek Tolles. And right now, they've got the eight men on the field that they want, like Caleb Pritchard. So a mixture in there of some of the seniors and some of the normal defensive starters. And for Sargent, they went into their second-team offense and second-team defense the last couple of possessions. And the quarterback here is Kirby Pomplin, 130-pound junior. And he will lead his troops up there to snap the ball and get us going again. Well, now actually they're going to put Grady McIntosh at the quarterback and move Pomplin to an end. McIntosh wants to keep it himself around the right side, and he is going to be crushed behind the line of scrimmage. More speed here from the first-team defense, and getting the tackle behind the line of scrimmage is Cole Pritchard.
Yeah, good. You know, you're just seeing that some of these starters, just the speed's waning out, much like you saw most of the game with Sargent on their offense and defense. But right now, Pleasanton's got the second team overmatched for Sargent.
Second down and 15. Clock running with 5:40 to go. Sargent out of the I formation. Pomplin going to hand it to his fullback, who is going to come up to the 15, to the 16-yard line. They did that fake toss, got Sargent to look, or Pleasanton to look in the backfield there a little bit. And Casey Richards runs it forward for about 6 yards, third and 9.
Had Derek Tolles there along with Caleb Pritchard to stop for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. I'm not sure. You know, Doug, going into this year, we thought Pleasanton was real good when we saw him. Then Loomis knocked them off. Then we thought, well, Loomis is real good. Then Bertrand knocked them off. Then we thought, we've just been hearing so much about Sargent, I can't see a team in D2 as good as these guys.
Third down and 9. Pleasanton bringing everybody back to pass is Pomplin. Now he runs for his life, and he's got room around the corner, and he's going. 25, 30, 35, 40. Takes the man miss at the 30. He's got one man to beat, and he is going to be driven out of bounds by Nichols down at the 26-yard line. Boy, Guy Fenske showed some moves, and so do his backup, Kirby Pomplin, but there is a penalty flag all the way back at the line of scrimmage that looks like it's going to negate that great run.
Well, Pomplin really showing some speed. Good grief. How's he a back? Most teams would love to have speed like that once he got that corner.
Going to be a hold on Sargent. That'll be their ninth penalty of the ball game. And instead of about a 50-yard run, it's going to back him up and make it third down and nearly 20 yards to go. 4:47 to go in this ball game. Sargent will go to 10-0. Pleasanton's season will end at 8-2, the two teams that have beaten Pleasanton are still alive in the Class D2 playoffs. Of course, Loomis and the Sargent Bulldogs. It's going to be third and nearly 20 yards to go here. And Pomplin under center I formation, double tight end this time. And it's the same play, rolls to his right, wants to throw, got a man open, and it is going to be caught. No big gain on the play because right there to make the tackle is Tolles as Zeb Stepka hauls it in.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty odd, you know, in that circumstance that you'd have a receiver that well covered, but Tolles right there for Pleasanton brings him down immediately.
Not much on that play as far as a gain. We're going to say maybe 4 yards, and it's going to bring up a fourth down, and Sargent will punt it again twice in one game. Ridge Horkey stands near his 2, and the punt is on the way. Good rush, and he hammers that one. It's over Tolles' head. He's going to go back and pick it up at around the 16-yard line, trying to make something happen. 20 up to the 23.
Tanner Balfour brings him down. They run that first team punt. They don't have a second team punting unit at Sargent. They just don't have one. They send the starters back out there, say, knock this thing down, and go get them. Now get back out of the ballgame.
A 54-yard punt, a 9-yard return. Pleasanton, well, now they back it up 2 yards, a 7-yard return. And it'll be first down and 10. Pleasanton at the 23-yard line with 3:28 in the ball game. 58-7. So nothing at the end. Half return the kickoff in the third quarter and never look back. And Sargent actually hasn't scored here this quarter. Pass to Pritchard is up. Cole comes back to catch it almost intentionally on the ground, and then held by Kirby Pomplin at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, good play by Pritchard. Like you said, Doug, it was kind of sandwiched between black jerseys out there when he finally did come down with the ball, but he goes up and gets a good play for the Pleasanton Bulldogs.
And they're leaving their number ones in there. Out of the shotgun formation, Janacek Back to pass again. Page crossing. He's covered. They'll throw it down the middle, and it is behind Cole Pritchard. Incomplete.
Well, right now, you want your kids to go out there. That's kind of playground football now. You're trying to get another score on the board, but I'm not sure you're going to play 46 on your chart. I think you're saying go down there and get open.
Give you some score updates here before.
Should be a great scoreboard show. You can have all the scores.
Second down, pitch to the right side. Nichols gets to the corner. Here's a penalty flag, 30-25 to the 23. But this one's coming back because it was thrown right where he turned the corner. Tony, let's take a look at the Valentino scoreboard. What do you got?
Well, Doug, we start off by going back to West Point CC in the East 60. Newman Grove 30. That is a final. Wahoo 42. Lincoln Lutheran 15. That is in the third quarter play. Pawnee City 30. Falls City Sacred Heart 28 after 3. Norfolk Catholic 35. Platteview 3. Middle of the fourth. Pierce 48. Ford 0. Final. Gothenburg falls tonight to Grand Island Central Catholic 24-14. That is one final. Elmwood Murdoch 28. Tri-County 6. That's in the fourth quarter. Eustis Farnham, a 48-19 winner over Bertrand.
Second down and 20 here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, and back to passes. Pritchard after the hold. Throws over the middle. There's two receivers there, and it's caught by Pates, and Pates is going to be trunked down inside the 15-yard line. First down and 10 at the 12. Pates and Pritchard were right there. The ball might have even been tipped, and Pates is able to haul it in.
Well, McIntosh really didn't have terrible coverage on the play. Pates just got behind him by one step, and the ball was really well thrown.
Minute 35, clock continues to run. Of course, the continuous clock when you're up by 35 or more, and we've had that the entire second half, although it hasn't just run by because of the score. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Sargent. First down and 10, ball at the 12-yard line. Janacek back to pass again. He's going to throw it to the slant, and it is dropped. Cole Pritchard just a little bit behind him, down on his knees, and he couldn't quite haul it in, and that'll bring up second down, but for Pleasanton, the clock doesn't stop, so if they want to get in the end zone one more time, they'll have to hustle it up a little bit more because we have just 1 minute to go in the game.
Yeah, a lot of new blood coming in for Sargent right now. Number 13, Jack Gibbons comes in. Number 21, Dexter Grebel comes in.
Second down and 10. Back to pass, Janacek. Back. Now lobs it up for the end zone, and the ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Kirby Poplin. We were waiting to see whether he held on or not. Everybody was looking at the official, and Poplin came up with the interception, the seventh turnover tonight for Pleasanton.
That's basically the game synopsis right there. From early in this ball game, Pleasanton turned the ball over and never recovered from the initial turnover. Every time Sargent got it, they really just could not stop them, especially when you give them short fields.
Well, that's going to be it for the ball. Sargent's going to hustle one more snap here as Poplin will take it, and, well, he hustled up there to take a knee, and that will be the end of the ball game that was dominated from start to finish tonight by the Sargent Bulldogs, who are now 10-0 and advance on to play Eustis Farnham in Eustis Tuesday night in the state quarterfinals. Sargent 10-0, Pleasanton will end their season at 8-2. Final score, Sargent 58 and Pleasanton 7. The Misco Sports Postgame Show is coming up, and then it will be the Friday Night Scoreboard Show Playoff Edition. Josh Jeldon, Stacy Johns, Merritt Lawson, Grant Sparks, all back at the studios getting the scores in. And either we have finals on every game or updated scores. We'll have recaps of all the radio games that we had today, and there were a ton of them, so stay with us. It's all coming up. Back with more in Sargent after this timeout.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dawgs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to Sargent. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. They have over 40 style of Husker shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts for men, women, and children to keep you warm. If you're rooting for the Lopers or you're rooting for Kearney High or the Kearney Catholic Stars, a good selection as well at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Sargent 58 and Pleasanton 7, the final score here tonight. 7 turnovers in the ball game, 5 of those in the first half. Then just to kind of put the cherry on top for Sargent, they ran the opening kickoff back in the third quarter to take a 46-0 lead. And then as the fourth quarter began, Sargent put in their second teamers, and Pleasanton was able to get some positive yards there with their first team against the Sargent second team.
Yeah, Doug, you said it, though. Turnovers, turnovers, and more turnovers. When you give an offense that is this explosive, as Sargent has been all year, you ran down the points that they scored and put on the board against teams earlier this year. It is amazing to watch the speed. And, you know, people talk about these eight-man games and how that can influence the game, especially if they're speed guys. They get that corner and they're gone. I'm talking across the board, this Sargent team. When you look at the running back position, you try and take him away, the quarterback kills you. So you key on Ty Koziel, the fullback. Jed Finske kills you, the running back. You gang up on that running game. Well, they're going to find somebody like Ridge Horkey over the middle. And they found Jed Finske over the middle, running wide open. And the guy Finske puts the ball right there. This is a fine, fine group of athletes. This is a special group of athletes that small schools wait to have come through, and they're coming through Sargent right now.
Well, it's a lot different turnout than it was last year. Even when Pleasanton beat Sargent, it wasn't quite by this margin of a victory. And tonight, of course, last year, Sargent didn't give the ball up quite as many times as Pleasanton did tonight. They came out hard. I mean, it's when you lose 58-7, sometimes you forget what happened at the beginning of the ball game. It was just 12-0 at the end of the first quarter, and Pleasanton had turned it over two times in the first quarter and was hitting hard on defense. But then after that, they kept turning it over, and then their offense wasn't able to generate anything, and that's where things kind of got out of control with three more turnovers there in the second quarter. And then you can lose interest real quick, and that seemed to be what happened. They kept trying the whole game, but when you know that you have no chance to win, you kind of lose that edge that you had coming out of the bus to start this football game. 58-7 is the final. We'll be back and look at the final stats after this timeout.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to Sargent. Let's take a look at the unofficial stats we had in this football game here tonight, starting with the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Jason Nichols, 9 carries, 84 yards. Clay Weber, 7 carries, 11 yards. He had the lone touchdown tonight for Pleasanton. Caleb Pritchard, 2 carries, 13 yards in the ball game. Colin Janicek, 6 carries, 0 yards. 24 carries, 108 yards in the ball game for Pleasanton. For Janicek, he was 2 of 8 in the first half for 34 yards and 1 pick. Second half, I had him 3 out of 10 for 75 yards, 1 pick. So 75 and 34, that's 109 yards 5 of 18 with two interceptions in the ball game, but 109 yards through the air, 108 on the ground, 217 yards for Pleasanton, 9 first downs. They punted it 3 times for an average of 34 yards, 6 penalties, 50 yards, but 7 turnovers, 4 fumbles, and 3 interceptions. Jason Nichols threw an interception on a halfback pass late in the first half of play. That lone touchdown was a 1-yard run by Clay Weber midway through the fourth quarter of play. For Sergeant Jed Fenske, 13 carries all in the first half, 71 yards and 2 touchdowns. Tyler Veers, 4 carries, 1 yard. Casey Richards, 2 carries, 11 yards. Tyke Kojal, 9 carries, 17 yards. Grady McIntosh, 1 carry, negative 5. Guy Fenske, 11 carries, 100 yards, 4 rushing touchdowns. And then they had a couple of fumbles on pitches that go against the team for negative 11 yards. So add Sergeant for 42 carries, 184 yards on the ground in the ball game. Through the air, the backup quarterback, Kirby Poplin, had one completion. He was 1 of 1 for 4 yards. And for Guy Fenske, he was 5 of 7 in the first half. His only pass in the second half was that 79-yarder on a deep slant to Jed Fenske, who took it all the way, 79 yards. Added to 91 in the first half. I had Guy Fenske, 6 of 8, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns. So he ran for 4, threw for 2, 174 yards total through the air, 184 on the ground, 358 total yards for Sergeant, 11 first downs in the ball game tonight. They punted it twice for an average of about 46 yards per punt. No turnovers, did have 9 penalties for 72 yards. So, as we said, Guy Fenske throws for 4, runs for 2. Jed Fenske had 2 rushing touchdowns. He had a kickoff return for a touchdown. He had 2 touchdown receptions in the ball game. So Fenske did a lot of good things tonight for this football team. In fact, Fenske scored every touchdown tonight, Tony. It was all Guy and Jed.
You know what? I'm not sure if Guy ever got touched on his touchdown run. Once he'd make that little cutback, he walked in the end zone almost every time. Just a fabulous job of, you know, the guys get it done up front. They got talented offensive and defensive linemen. They got talented people in skill position and an 8-man football. This has got to be the most dangerous team in the West. This is going to be a great matchup. You know, just Farnham, yes, I'm going to give you some love. I think probably a wonderful team there. I want to see these two match up, and Loomis, a wonderful team, along with Mullen. We'll see how they match up, but we've already proven that Mullen doesn't match up very well with Sergeant. We'll see how it unfolds the next 2 weeks right here in the West.
Don't forget all of the state championship games once again on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550, the Monday and Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Of course, that is the 22nd and 23rd. And just for your information, D2, of course, would start that off on Monday morning, November 22nd, 10:15 in the morning to kick off there. We'll take a final break and wrap things up after this on the Misco Sports Post Game Show.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Well, that's going to wrap things up. It's been a very long day of high school football. A lot of the games kind of went like we thought, Tony. It's all coming up on the scoreboard show with the gang back at the studio. So all the final scores, all the updates, the game's still in progress in the East, and, of course, recaps of all the radio games from today. Tony, though, was there an upset in our area? No, I can't go on. And and that means not a good day. Maybe Eustace Farnham beating Bertrand the way they did, and South Loop taking care of Kennesaw the way they did. Axtell hung with Overton the whole ball game. Those were some either some surprises, or we hadn't seen one of the teams, so we weren't quite sure how it was going to go. But they had their hands full. President had their hands full. Ward had their hands full. This was a great football game today. That was about the only, that one in the Overton Excel games, two ones that came right down to the wire. And all the details are coming up as the third round state quarterfinals are coming up Tuesday. A and B coming up on Friday, so best of luck. About the only area team still alive there is Aurora. They take on McCook. So those two teams from the listening area coming up on Friday. Tomorrow night, high school volleyball. Friday night, high school volleyball. Tomorrow night, it is Axtell and Bertrand. Trying to keep them going.
Good luck, Lady Vikes.
Bertrand only, Axtell only had two losses this year. One is to Bertrand. That's tomorrow night at Elk Creek at 7. And then Friday, Kearney Catholic in St. Paul at 7 o'clock. And we got a great broadcast crew to bring you that ball game coming up Friday from St. Paul High School. State tournament a week from Thursday. There's still six-man and A and B to go this week in round three. The quarters of C and D coming up next Tuesday. Be listening tomorrow for all the details. Doug and Daddy show tomorrow. Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes will be joining us, so catch that at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on ESPN. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stay warm with their men's college hoodies and NFL hoodies. Your favorite teams, 25% off. Selection of Indomitian Sioux jerseys in all sizes as well. Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Sargent, ranked second in the state, takes care of Pleasanton tonight by a score of 58-7. For our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcast of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to kkpr.com.